Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Here's a story about the wackiest, sexiest, fun-filled place to take your girl. The Groove Room. A place where lights flash, machines spark, and the people get more turned on than the electricity. The Groove Room. Somebody just had to invent a place like this. Take off your inhibitions and have some fun in The Groove Room. The Groove Room. Rated X for adults. From Independent International.
What do you think of my spread, huh? Can you believe it? They used to test H-bombs on this beautiful piece of property.
Eddie, don't you worry about radiation.
All I know, Clark, is that my teeth have never been whiter and my garden is spitting out 50-pound tomatoes.
Listen, bring a single malted Glengarry for me and one for my boy Mikey here. And if you tell the bartender to go easy on the water, then this 50-cent piece has your name written all over it. Okay? I want you to run along because I'll be timing you. I'm going to keep time. One, two, three, four.
What a...
Baby, that was money. Tell me that wasn't money.
That was so demeaning.
She smiled, baby.
I can't believe what an asshole you are.
No, baby, she smiled.
She was smiling what an asshole.
No. She was smiling at how money I was.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
The Don and Mike Show.
Welcome to the best of Don and Mike. You know what? I forgot my door today. There's no door on the studio because the studio is being totally revamped, so you wouldn't hear a door even if I opened a door because there is no door. Welcome to the best of Don and Mike. Don and Mike on vacation until July 11th. I'm your host, legendary Joe Ardinger, with you on this fine Tuesday afternoon. It's a little wet in the studio today. As a lot of you on the other side of the nation understand, the East Coast has been under a lot of bad weather lately, so it's starting to affect these old studios, and I'm up to my ankles in water right now. No kidding. And I'm not kidding when I tell you that we've got a heap and steaming plate of best stuff for you today and all week. Like I said before, Don and Mike's returning July 11th from the new studios in Rockville, Maryland. So, let's get right into it. Hold on. Let me get out of the water. I'm going to stand on the chair right now. Okay, there we go. Oh, this is a good day. All day long today, we have the smear factor. That's right. We had some unwitting contestants in the studio. We proceeded to put things all over their bodies, in their bodies, in their hair. And, well, let's get started. It's the best of Don and Mike Smear Factor Part 1 on the Westwood One Radio Network.
We could. Yeah. And we could keep talking about Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
But we got all these people.
Yeah. Right.
We're here for Smear Factor. Except it's a Jeopardy trip. So Jeopardy takes care of you, too.
They're good also. Very good.
It sucks. It's you go out there on Jeopardy's dime.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you want to get laid.
Sure.
You just call up and you drop the name Trebek.
Anything you want. Come.
Don't forget to tune into Jeopardy all this week for the Ultimate Tournament of Champions to see who's going to beat Ken Jennings. And again, I keep hoping that they're actually going to beat him, like cane him.
That's what it is. They actually hit him on the bottom of his feet.
But the people at Jeopardy are giving us this trip to Las Vegas to give away Jeopardy weeknight at 7:30 on ABC 7. They treat you like Johnny Gilbert. I mean, they treat
you... This is Johnny Gilbert speaking for Jeopardy.
They treat you so good. And spaghetti. Let's bring Beth Ann back in and find out exactly what we're putting. Yeah, let's hear it. Let's hear it for Helen McBride and see exactly what we've got. Here she comes now. Everybody, here she is, Bridget Jones, Helen McBride.
Thank you so much.
Helen!
Hi, Helen.
And that applause you're getting.
Do you mind the fact that we're calling you Helen now for no apparent reason?
No, I don't care what you call me.
Helen McBride. It's got to be Helen.
Your work.
HMB. So, Helen.
Yes.
Helen?
The items that we have are...
Okay.
Start from the beginning and just run through them.
Okay. Ketchup, Miracle Whip, hot salsa, non-toxic paint, fresh eggs, bad coleslaw, sardines, dog food, cat food, no more liquid soap, non-toxic screening ink, whitefish and pike, gevelta fish, rotting fish parts, a rotting beef tongue, and coon urine.
Wow. That is that's the order we need to put it in, too. you gave some thought to the order, too, right?
Well, yeah, Rob helped.
Well, I'll be honest, what she told me today, I said that the coon urine had to be, you know, the cherry on the sundae.
Absolutely.
Beth Ann wanted to move it up. She thought that coon urine would be a stronger middle of the lineup hitter for us.
Right.
But I think you got to have him swinging in the most position, the most important position.
Yes, right. Batting cleanup.
Right.
And you know, I have a prediction to make. I think they're all going to go for it, and that's what's going to be wonderful about it. I don't think there's going to be any attrition, but you know what? It's going to be a wonderful, like almost like a hair salon with all this crap in there.
Uh-huh. Well, let's bring the people in.
Let's bring the maniacs in.
Let's get them in here. And we'll have photographs of this on our website before the end of the night of all these people playing for the
right
Jeopardy trip for two to Las Vegas.
Wow.
Can I be honest? When you go out there with HBO, you get strip searched at the airport.
Right.
You go out there with Jeopardy.
Right.
I mean to tell you that
right there, people, sir. Are we going to talk to them individually or
we'll just get them all
collectively? I'm backing away from
just
them already.
There,
that's what I want to do.
Line them up.
But you go in on a Jeopardy trip, and luxury.
Nice to see we got some ladies participating, too. That's going to make this a little more special.
Sure.
Hi, everybody!
Hello! Hi there, because you get the Merv treatment with Jeopardy.
Yes, that's right.
Now, let's see.
Merv.
Let me make sure that everybody's got name tags, but we'll need you to step up and just scream. It
smells like root beer in here already.
Let's see.
Where is started.
Where is Chris?
Oh, there he is.
Hi, Chris, can you scream real loud or something?
Hi.
Hi, where are you from, Chris?
Centerville!
Okay, thank you, Chris.
That'll work good.
Then there's Butch. Hi, Butchie boy.
Hey!
Jesus.
And Stephanie? Let's see. Hi, Stephanie.
Hello.
Hi there. And Mike, who's that? I can't read the name.
This is Aaron. Hi, Aaron.
Hi.
And we've got, this is Pookie.
Pookie.
I'm Pookie. Hi.
You're the Pookie.
You're the Pookie.
Homo. Very interesting. And then
I'm George.
George.
Nina. I'm Michael.
Andrew.
Ed.
Okay, so these are our contestants.
Yes, all right. I can tell you by just observing these people right now, I am looking forward to seeing Butch play this game, and also Stephanie and Aaron.
Well, Stephanie and Aaron have long girl hair, and
Andrew, I think Andrew and Chris are probably going to have the easiest time of it, and the rest of the people are in between.
Okay, here's how we're playing the game. It's as you know, smear factor. One at a time, you will have to massage a different item into your hair.
We're all about portion control, too, so we're going to give you all about the same portion of each of the substances.
Hey, can you stay on that one, unless you're talking to those people? Because that's...
Well, somebody, Rob,
you hold this, okay?
I appreciate that, Mike, but that one is... See, that's the mic that's made for you, that one.
Yeah, baby.
There you go.
Listen to that.
Right on.
Wow.
So, I think... You want to start with the ketchup?
Yeah, I think, the order that Beth Ann had it in on that card is absolutely the order I think it should stay in.
Oh, Helen, would you come in with the ketchup, please?
Helen!
Because we can do this very simply. Everybody can put their hands out as if you're at church getting ready to get your wafer.
And you got it right. With the two hands.
Two hands.
With the two hands.
And I think everybody would get
it. He's doing the wafer thing. Very good. Good Catholic girl, Aaron. All
everybody,
right.
I think, would get like a nice big... coming out of the catch.
You know, if you wouldn't mind, Don, I wouldn't mind being the dispenser
sure.
of things. I'd
absolutely.
Like to.
Absolutely.
I really would.
Okay.
All right. I've got
a microphone over here. And, you're right. These are Costco size, big ass bottles of ketchup we've got.
Keg of ketchup.
And, you got CSI gloves? Why do you have CSI gloves, Beth Ann?
I don't need the CSI gloves.
Can I have some, though?
Right.
I just love wearing.
Are you ready? We're starting with the. Tell me when you're ready.
Go ahead, dump it in.
Bring it on.
All right.
Okay, that's. There's Butch.
I want to make sure it all lasts.
Okay, hold on. I want to just get the sound. There you go. Good one, Mike.
I got more.
I'm so excited.
Ketchup for you.
I can squirt in the ketchup.
Ketchup for you.
Into everybody's hands now. Okay, let's go over here. Again, the squirt sound.
I know. Yeah, wait a second. All right.
Quiet, please.
I'll go back.
Ketchup sounds.
And finally, Ed. There you go. Okay, that's good, Mike. Okay, now all 10 contestants, do you all you all got to speak up now since you all have to share a mic. Everybody have the ketchup in their hands?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Now, once you put this ketchup in your hair, you cannot attempt to remove it. It has to stay there, so you want to get it really rubbed
what
in.
What you want to do is massage it in.
Good.
It is smear factor, so smear it into your hair. Ready? Go.
Go. There we go.
Start the smearing.
Lovely. Oh, lovely, everyone. That's how are we all good. Doing today?
That's good.
How's that feel?
That's good.
People don't normally put ketchup in their hair.
Feels
stimulating, doesn't it?
Let's get the next item in here.
Yes.
Let's get the next item in here. And Mike, are you like me, like just putting on the CSI
gloves?
Yeah,
I do. After watching that, it is a CSI thing after watching that last night. All right, bring that over here, Beth Ann.
It already smells like McDonald's in here.
All right.
I think it's the combination of all the guys' body odor.
Yeah, well, it was definite root beer before we had anything in
but
here.
But now we've added that catsup. And Mike,
Don, what I'm going to ask each person to do is reach in and grab a dollop of Miracle Whip in the family size let me see. Carb count, only 2 grams.
That's all right.
Good news.
All right, we'll reach in. Chris.
That's just per serving.
Yes, sir.
Chris, reach in, and there you go.
This is actually good for your
hair. A little more.
Come on, Chris.
Thank you very
much. Okay, now, Butch, reach in.
Because we care.
That's how does that feel, Butch?
Nice.
How does that feel, Butch? Feel good?
There we go.
Okay. Now the girls are getting. Stephanie's getting her mayonnaise. There's Aaron getting her mayonnaise.
Aaron took a healthy dollop.
All right, there you go.
Aaron likes white, squishy stuff.
Now, let's not be greedy, and there's enough to last for everybody.
Come on, George. Looks to me like you're no stranger to that.
All right. Let me see what you got. Oh, son, just a little bit more. There you go.
Some men are more comfortable than others in the touching of mayonnaise.
Oh, it is starting to smell.
Yeah. I know it's starting to smell.
I don't know what you got. I mean, I got on this side of the crowd over here, and it is
okay, hold
nasty.
On.
Little relish with your Thousand Island dressing.
And now with the combination of ketchup that's gotten in there, it almost looks like a test sample gone bad.
There you go.
You know, like if you've gone to the doctor, do you have a burning or something?
Everybody did really well with that one because we're actually almost out of Miracle Whip, so
okay.
That worked out very well.
Then let's see, contestants, if you are ready, please to be massaging the mayonnaise into your scalp. Go. Now really... massage.
Yeah. There you go. Isn't that lovely? Mix a rich lather. And we haven't even gotten to the fish yet.
Yeah.
Like they're making a Big Mac on their head.
Now, let's see. Now, Butch, there you go. Now, Butch, you want to get all of that hair involved.
Yeah, absolutely.
All
the
hair, Butch.
Butch, I'm not really pleased with that. That's it. Yeah, get it in there. Attaboy. Good, good. Very good. What's that, Butch?
Got to get all of it.
Gotta get all of it.
Hey. Now, where's our girl? Where's Stephanie? Aaron, how are you doing? Aaron, how are you doing? Honey, how are you doing? How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Stephanie, how are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Let me see Stephanie. Oh, look at that. Oh, look at how neat she is about. Oh, wow.
But she's
very
really
nice.
Doing it the right way. She's continuing to rub it through.
Yeah, she put her hair in a nice little ketchup mayonnaise bun. Bring in the next item.
All right, one more item here. Wait, what's our next item, Beth Ann?
Hi, Beth Ann.
Helen!
Thus far, it's just ketchup and mayonnaise.
All right.
And what is it now? Oh, it's hot sauce. Salsa.
Hot, really hot.
Hot salsa.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to need another bowl of that.
Okay.
All right. All right, little scoop. One hand will do it. One hand will do it.
Now, has that been microwaved, that pan?
Microwaved way hot.
I thought that was part of the deal, that some of these would be hot. What? Yeah. I can't hear you when you're not on the microphone.
Spicy hot, not...
Oh, not hot. Okay, just spicy hot. Like their hair is going to be able to taste it.
Oh, my God.
What, is Stephanie eating?
Stephanie just went for a lick.
Oh, my God, that's disturbing.
Stephanie's licking.
Stephanie, you didn't... You're a salsa fan, aren't you?
Some people just love salsa.
You know, if you had, like, some Doritos or something, you would almost have a nice dip going in these people's heads now.
All right, we're
going to need... rice dressing in
there. All right, take it all.
Yes.
We're going to need another bowl there.
Hey, Helen, we need one more bowl.
We need a little salsa for Andrew.
One more bowl of your salsa.
Very good. How's it feel, people?
Ma McBride's salsa.
Ma Helen's delicious salsa.
What a McBride's.
Ma Helen's delicious imitation salsa product.
Would somebody call Ron and Fez now and apologize to them?
Yeah, because this studio will stink.
And tell them that it's going to take a month of Sundays for this place to get...
Ed? A little too neat for me, Ed. I know you got it on your hands. Rub it into your hair, Ed. Come on, go for it. Come on, not that neat. There, get it all in there.
Helen, what kind of waitress are you?
I can't get it open.
All right, here we go. All right, this is for
Andrew.
Andrew.
Andrew's got to pour some in. See, now everybody's waiting and holding the salsa.
And I have to say, because I saw a little cheating over there.
Yeah, we're gonna dump it on.
Oh, now Mike's pouring it just right on Ed's head. Now, everybody, rub it in.
Don, you know, like being the sergeant at arms here, you know.
Rub it in. Now, let's just get...
You wish you were on this side, bro.
Everybody quiet. We'll just get the sounds of rubbing.
Is there corn in this?
Just rub.
Son, there's corn in everything that's good.
You'll enjoy it twice.
All right, everybody going?
Now you're looking nice. Okay, it's time for the break. So what we're going to do now is ask the 10 of you to step outside.
And when we say outside, we mean outside.
Now, fortunately for you, there's a chance of rain this afternoon.
Mm-hmm. But Donna, unfortunately, the rain has stopped.
Well, for the duration of this contest, if you want to be a part of this, if you want to drive by the station and see these folks, that's where we're going to have them, out on the corner of Main Street in Fairfax, Virginia.
And you know, when salsa, ketchup, and mayonnaise falls on the plastic tarp on the floor, it looks exactly like vomit.
Now, Helen, where's Helen at? Helen McBride? Oh, yeah, what's next? It would just tease what's next.
Paint.
Very good.
Yeah,
paint.
Oh, for paint.
You know me, I'm wanting to jump ahead.
You can do whatever you want. You want to go with paint before the break? Helen, are we going to have to apply the paint, I think? That's probably the way, like,
pour. You can pour it.
Okay.
I'm afraid I was talking more along the lines of bringing our Babe Ruth up to bat already.
You mean the coon urine?
The coon urine.
If you wish.
He goes right
I mean,
you're going to have to live with that decision.
Moments ago, I had been agonizing, saying we should keep him in the bottom part of our lineup for the later innings.
This is true. You can do whatever you want. This is your idea.
Let's break. Let's just send him outside, then we'll figure out what the next item is.
All right, well, come back in, because there's paint and coon urine in your future.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody. Everybody out.
But as of now, all 10 are in.
Very good.
No one's dropped out yet. There you go. You look good, George.
Yeah.
Yeah, Stephanie. Bye-bye.
They all look good.
How you doing, Butch?
I'm doing well.
Doing good?
Well.
How about you, Chris? Now, you've got it all over your forehead and everything, dude.
So, Mamara's light would wash it down beautifully.
Thanks for the plug, son. Yes, Larry. I get them every Friday. You notice that? Every Friday, I pay somebody.
Sure.
Boy, I tell you, it's smelling like a burger chef in here.
Yeah.
I'm getting back all those memories when I was a kid and I had to work in these places.
Special sauce all over again.
Mm.
I'm a little dizzy over here, Grissom.
Okay.
yeah.
I tell you what, Marg.
Yes, Grissom. We have to have that whole CSI rap, you know, that all we're too cool for school thing
right.
going on.
Although, have you noticed, Buzz, both Mike and I do love wearing the CSI gloves.
Yes. You look good in them, actually.
It's just something that's empowering, as Oprah would say.
All right, now they're undisciplined out there. They're wandering.
Oh, that's not good. We have new carpeting.
Yeah. All right, I think during the break we have to get them to stand shoulder to shoulder, military style,
yes,
on the sidewalk.
In front of the building.
Yeah.
How about right along the sidewalk?
Yeah, that's fine.
It's 52 degrees here today, so standing outside with wet hair.
Joe, I'm calling you.
Hello?
Hi. Hey. Listen, have Joe get out there, and we need him in a straight line.
Yeah. Shoulder to shoulder, like they'd be on the deck of an aircraft carrier.
On the sidewalk.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Bye, Helen. Bye-bye.
Helen?
Oh, hold on. What is this? Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Oh.
Huh.
You know what it is?
What? Oh, it's the gloves. Yeah.
I got to take off. I got to take off the gloves because the touch screen
computer
works.
Requires the human touch.
Hold on a second. Not kidding about that.
Yeah.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, can I talk to Don and Mike?
Yeah, you're on the air with us. Hello.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
I just want to know, does it smell like Gallagher at one of Gallagher's shows?
I've been in one of those shows.
It will.
And it's starting to have a Gallagher quality to it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you guys need to get some Febreze to put in to spray in the studio. Otherwise, you'll be barfing by the end of the show.
Yeah, but Febreze always struck me as when I was a struggling DJ and too lazy to clean up my place.
Yeah.
Do you ever get that stuff that you would just sprinkle in your shag carpet?
Yes, the powder.
And then you'd like half-ass vacuum, and it would, and all it would do would make it smell good.
It would make clumps.
Yeah, for like 10 minutes, and then after the 10 minutes was up, the bad smell would come back, and you're right, lady, you'd have the clumps.
Well,
and I'm not talking about the movie.
Febreze worked better than that.
All right, thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
Thank you, see you later.
All right, bye.
What's going on out there, Mike?
Well, they're not disciplined, Don. They're not shoulder-to-shoulder military style.
You know what?
Artinger's got to get some discipline on these people.
They're out there. They're acting like they're on Survivor.
Mm-hmm. Right.
People are honking at them. They're waving.
I want no acknowledgement. No talking. Shoulder-to-shoulder.
That's right.
Military style.
Too casual.
I might have to do this myself.
All right, go on out there.
All right.
Go on out there, General.
Damn it.
Take care of it, Patton. We'll be back. Michael, go discipline the troops.
Right.
Hey, don't do what Patton did, though. Don't, like, hit a guy and tell him he's a coward.
I can't.
No fragging.
Don't hit him with your glove. Because isn't that what he did in Patton?
Yes.
Didn't he get mad at the guy and go, you're a yellow belly? He went like that with
his
glove.
Smacked him with the glove.
Didn't have the cool CSI glove.
No, he had the boss glove.
And this is the sound. You know, I can't figure out when I watch CSI. How do they get these things on so fast?
There's a lot of powder.
Practice, and the fresh ones have powder in them, so your hand theoretically slides right in.
And how did
I bet they're sized badly.
How did Howie Mandel manage to do that great gag?
That's Joe.
Oh, it's Joe Artinger?
Yes, he's my buddy.
Joe's Joe. Hi, Joe.
Howdy.
Hi, you outside with all the people?
I sure am.
Okay, Mike's out there now.
Okay, yes.
Let me hear Mike.
A squatting position.
Mike's making them squat.
Hold that squatting position until further notice. There will be no fraternizing with anybody in the vehicles. There will be no talking to your fellow contestants. You will remain in the squatting position until I tell you to stand.
What got into him?
All right, you can stand now.
He got some issues.
I guess.
He needs some acupuncture.
He likes this military thing.
And no movement whatsoever. Thank you.
Something tells me Mike's getting Major Woody out there. I mean, like he's turning into a military type.
Yeah.
Seems to enjoy that.
It's scary.
All right, well, they're outside. We'll bring them back in, and we'll be
number
back.
15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, it's me, Regis Philbin. Know what's great about hosting a national talk show? The purple mustache? People always ask me, what keeps me going? You know what I say? The purple mustache? That's why I was surprised to find out that a great thing you can do to help promote a healthy heart comes from something I've loved my whole life. The purple mustache? It's even certified by the purple mustache. The most delicious thing you can do for your purple mustache?
The Don and Mike Show. Vintage goodness. It's the best of Don and Mike.
That's right. Welcome back to the best of Don and Mike, everybody. I'm your host, Legendary Joe Artinger, with you on this fine, fine Tuesday afternoon. Let's get right back into it. It's the replay of the Smear Factor on the best of Don and Mike. I'm back with round number two of Smear Factor.
Here they all come.
10 of our listeners, 10 of our great listeners. And we do want to thank him. This is something we brought up late in the show yesterday.
Oh, I can smell the stuff.
These people all called and came down to try to win the trip to Vegas by putting crap in their hair, smearing crap in their hair.
Now, during the break, they were very good, standing shoulder-to-shoulder, military style outside. I thought they did a really good job with that.
You guys get a lot of honks out there? What was happening?
Yes, sir.
They've taken the military thing to heart.
And were people giving you encouragement? Were they busting your balls? What were they saying? What were they doing?
I like it when they all answer you simultaneously. Thumbs up. So which person do you like out there the most, all of you?
Lady in the bug that almost rear-ended someone.
Ah, yeah.
Okay, step up. What happened, George? Tell us what happened.
Well, a couple people almost rear-ended each other when they were beeping, waving at us.
Always a danger of a rear-end collision.
Oh, we were going to get hit, but we're all right.
Is there anybody that thinks now that they would like to quit? Anybody? No, I can't imagine.
Of course not.
That's why, Beth Ann, what's the next item going to be?
Helen!
Helen, come
Helen?
On in here.
Now,
Dom, we've got the paint in here.
I know it's coming.
But there may be something better than paint, Mike.
Really? Oh, what is that? An audible has been called?
Yes, Beth Ann, what is the next item for Smear Factor?
It's dog food.
Dog food.
Mm. Dog food.
All right.
Dog food.
Everybody go down the line, take a handful.
Here we go.
A big handful.
Take a handful. Right. There you go. Stephanie? How's that feel, Stephanie?
There you go. Like vomit?
Okay. Butch? You got it, Butch? There you go. Hi, Chris.
There you go, Chris.
George? There you go. George got some. There you go, Ed. How about Aaron? How you doing, Aaron?
Fine, thank you.
Okay. There's Andrew. There's Andrew. And who am I forgetting over there, Robbie?
You lost your name.
Right.
Michael.
He's getting this close.
All right, guys. And again, we're going to do our golf announcer thing where we are very quiet while we just listen to all of you.
Please lean forward and
smear. Go.
Oh.
Sorry, Robbie.
Oh. I love it.
All right. Who said they loved it?
Butch.
You say you love it, Butch?
I bet.
Meaty goodness. Butch, let's get some of that back hair. You know, not your back hair, but the hair on the back. Work that up into that. There you go. All right.
And Beth Ann, let's bring another item in right now, please, Helen.
I'm going for the mullet.
Let's bring another item in here.
Dom, while she's doing that, we do have the paint in here, and I'm just going to pour a dollop on everybody's head.
That dog food is disgusting. Okay, all right, Mike is going to just pour some paint on your head.
Or could it hurt?
There you go, Pookie. There's, and now rub it in, Pookie.
Right, well,
okay, now, Stephanie, that is non-toxic paint.
That's right.
So don't worry about getting any in your mouth, because I know you like eating all this junk in your hair. There you go. Ed's got some paint.
Bright yellow.
Yes, we have an assortment of colors, Buzz.
That
it's like the Rainbow Coalition over here.
That's great.
There you go. Mike is... And look at... You know what this is? This is the restaurateur and Mike coming out right now.
That's right.
Fortune control.
I'm cooking! Having a fun time.
You are very emerald-ish as you walk around with all of the ingredients.
Right, absolutely. Wait till I hit him on the head and go, bam!
Okay, now everybody thus far has had ketchup, mayonnaise, dog food, paint. What am I forgetting?
Hot salsa.
Hot salsa.
And that's it so far.
Right. Andrew? Let's focus on Andrew for a second with the blue hair. Andrew, I think you need to do a little more smearing.
Yeah,
sorry. Doesn't everybody think
everybody needs to do a little more
smell the dog food.
All right, everybody.
And Buzz, you're in the next room. You can smell the dog food.
I'm a room away.
Very good.
Smell I got news for you. This is one time I'm so happy the studio was set up the way that it is because, Mike, when everybody left to go out on the street and stand at attention, as I walked out of the studio, when I went over towards your side with all the people and I looked at the floor, I swear to God, if I just stood there and looked at the floor, I could vomit.
I know. Yeah.
I could.
And it's getting on my sexy new motorcycle boots.
BA?
Yeah.
What do we got next, Helen?
We got a sardine for everyone.
Yay.
Sardine. And should I offer them these at any point?
No need.
Let me hear. No.
You know what?
I'm going to veto that. Go right to the tongue.
Go right to the tongue.
You want me to give them the sardines for their head?
Yeah, but sardines are...
Well, sardines sort of crumble and become flaky.
And mushy.
All right.
I'll just place one on each head.
All right, well then, as Mike places the sardine on each head, Pookie, I guess what you want to do is just rub that in. Rub the sardine into the... And same with you, Stephanie, Butch, and Chris.
And again, more protein for your hair.
Chuckle of omega 3s.
And Helen, if you've got to cut the tongue, then just bring in another item that we can squirt.
Right.
Or maybe bring in my secret weapon.
It might be time
for the coon urine.
There you go.
Hey, Mike. How's it smelling over there, Mike?
It's doing fine, Don. It's starting to get to me every
now, Chris,
slightly.
Spotlight on Chris. Let's talk to Chris for a second. Chris, are you rubbing this stuff into your hair? Where is the sardine in your head right now?
Most of it seems to be on my scalp.
Is the sardine still in your hair, on your head?
Yeah, let's put another one in there.
All right.
Yeah, for good measure.
Donnie,
yeah.
Now, the tongue is so thick,
it
can't be cut up, but they could take their hands and rub the tongue and then put whatever's on their hands on their head.
Now, we have a knife?
What type of tongue is this, Beth Ann?
It's a cow, beef tongue.
It's a beef tongue. How about if Mike wipes
and
it on everybody's head?
Oh,
would you mind?
Oh.
Look at that. Hey, can we get... Now, there's a picture for the website. Hold on.
Yeah.
There you go. Mike, that is a...
homo.
Sensual picture.
A French kiss?
Hold on. Mike, if you would take that beef tongue and simply wipe it on everyone's head.
I'm going to have to kind of flop it on everybody's
head. All right. All right. We'll start with Pookie. Here he is.
All right, ready?
Yeah. Flop him.
Rob, get over here with the microphone.
Yeah. So Robbie over there a little closer. And now, Stephanie's a girl, so be gentle with her, Mike.
Oh, that is foul.
He really rubbed it in there, right into her head. Okay, now, Butch, you can just smack him with it. One more give him one more, Mike. Give him a good one.
There you go, dear.
That was
all right.
And Mike, that should be your delivery.
All right, ready?
Chris, here we go, Chris.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. George.
Look at the tongue.
George.
Right. Oh, it's bleeding. You'll note that the tongue is actually starting to bleed a little.
I'm going to barf.
How about Ed?
How did I get involved? Am I getting a trip to Vegas or something?
Ed.
Oh,
now Aaron, don't puke.
Starting to splash.
Now it's time for Aaron. She's a girl, so be. Oh.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Oh, he did give her another one.
There you go. All right.
Now here's blue hair Andrew. There you go. Now, listen, everybody. You've gotta smear it in. Everybody, quiet now and let's get the sounds of smearing. They're now smearing tongue.
All right, can I throw the tongue away now?
Yep.
Okay. Right, move out of the way. I got to throw the tongue away.
It's not back here.
Oh, it's not back there. Where's the garbage?
I think the floor is the garbage, Mike.
All right.
What do we got next, Helen?
Helen? From a raccoon.
So it's the grand finale?
Well, at least for this round, it'll be. Yeah. Coon urine.
Should I go get something else?
No. Hey. Now, may I help?
Yes, absolutely.
Spraying the coon urine?
Yeah. Get ready for some great odor here.
Oh, it's got a handy spray top on it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
All right, Don, come on over.
Yeah.
Should I give them their goggles?
Yes. Now people would need goggles if I'm going to spray coon urine on their
right.
hair.
Exactly.
Scent. Shake vigorously before using.
And be careful. Okay.
Yeah, because you want to get all the good stuff up from the bottom.
There we go. What else does it say? Danger.
Don't worry about that.
Not for human consumption. Keep out of reach of children. Wash hands after use.
Very good.
Okay. Oh, I just need my CSI gloves. Got a fresh pair?
Yes, I do.
Got a fresh pair?
There you are.
So it'll be the coon urine, and then we'll send you guys back outside.
And they'll wait till you decide to pick a winner.
Well, the good news is, you know, while they're out there, no deer will be frightened.
That's true.
Well, we do have a lot more. We do have a ton more items.
Mm-hmm.
But the coon urine is the one that's going to make them the most uncomfortable, I believe.
Very good.
You know, the stupid
bull in the china shop.
You know, I cannot get the glove off. Screw it. I'll do it without the glove.
Yeah, you can do it without the glove. I mean, you're not going to get any out
here. Here we go.
All right. Don's moving down the line right now. Excuse me. I'm burping. There's Michael.
Michael, I'm going to spray the coon urine on your head. Here are your goggles. That's great.
Does everybody have goggles? Get the goggles on, everyone.
All right, you ready, Michael?
Wait, can I get out of the way of the coon urine?
Oh, haven't you said that before?
If I had a nickel.
Beth Ann, we need goggles. Come on.
Here we go, Michael. And.
All right.
All right, now massage.
Massage.
Wonderful.
It's so fresh.
Andrew, how you doing, my friend?
Super duper.
Is it bad?
Oh, it's
hey,
not
Joe.
Good.
Joe, you want to get some pictures, please? Now, come on. I know it smells, Joe.
I thought it would be good.
There you go, and.
I'm not getting it yet.
Oh, you will.
There you go, Andrew.
Hit me like a freight train.
Yeah.
Maybe, you watch the levels there for me, Rob?
Okay.
Oh. Hi, Aaron. How you doing? Hi, Aaron.
Bye.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
Here we go.
Everybody okay? Did we mention Cunier and his design not to come out of the hair?
There you go.
Okay, Aaron, what you're going to have to do is massage that in.
Oh, my God.
In.
I'm doing better than you.
Massage it in, Aaron.
Oh, my.
You got to massage it in.
Oh, Don.
Hi there, Ed.
Maybe
hi, Mike.
A little less.
Here we go, Ed.
Everybody gets about 8 squirts. Massage it in, Ed.
Is everyone looking forward to the ride here. Home?
I'm George. Make it quick.
George, come on over. What's happening, Aaron? George?
I think it might be something.
Sounds to me like something's happening.
What's wrong, Mike?
I'm going to boot.
Okay,
Chris.
Yep.
Hi, Chris.
All right, come on. Smear, guys. Smear.
Get him in there.
Come on.
Now, Butch will have no problem.
One receptacle?
Mike.
Oh, my God.
Stephanie, step
I swear
over.
To God, I feel like I'm going to boot.
Stephanie, two, three, four, five,
all right,
six,
get the lens.
And Pookie.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
All right, okay, now rub it in.
Everybody massage.
All right.
Massage.
Oh, Jesus. That's the worst smell I've ever smelled in this studio. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you take that one.
Yeah.
How's it feel, people?
Hold on.
Now, hold it. Thank you. Thank you for the help, Rob. Everybody, let's keep it very quiet, Mike. If you could turn that mic that way. Everybody, what we need is some...
massaging.
Very vigorous massaging.
Go.
Go.
Oh.
Yeah.
You got to get him out of here. Oh, my God. You got to get him out of here.
Okay, back outside, everybody.
Go, go, go.
Back outside.
Go.
Single file.
Move,
single
move,
file.
Move.
Outside.
Go.
Outside.
Move
go.
Move.
There they go.
Wait, wait, feet. Move.
Left, right, left, right, left, right.
God.
Oh, jeez.
I'm a little sweaty.
Oh, my God.
That coon urine really makes the party.
I've said
I'm
that. I've
telling
always
you.
Said that. Did somebody burn away your olfactory senses at some point? Did somebody, like, take it and how are you functioning in here right now?
I am breathing through my mouth. Otherwise, I will barf.
You know what? I can't even really describe.
I can't do. This is horrible.
What do you mean?
I'm kidding.
Are you getting it over there?
Not as much. I hosed my room down
right,
there first.
We're coming over to Buzz's room. All right, go over to Buzz's room. We got to do a break. And when we come back, we've got these 10 people, and they're all still in it to win it. So we got to come up with more stuff for them to put in their hair and massage in their hair.
We still have things?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, Buzz. I just went right to the heavy hitter.
Right.
The coon you're in.
Oh, it's like Daisy's over here.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Turn up the heat and make them jog in place.
You stink.
Make them jog in place.
Yeah.
Buzz just said I stink.
Hello.
He brought it with him in here.
Don and Mike show.
It's great.
Hello.
It's a cloud.
Don.
Yeah, hi.
Buddies.
Yeah.
So listen, I think we'd get the full effect of this if you had the people getting smell each other's hair.
Smell each
please.
Other's hair. Oh, get out
please.
Of here.
You know, there's a guy getting his hold Friday.
On. Here's the hotline. Hello.
How's it?
How's it? Who's this?
Oh, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Yeah. Out of attention.
All right, they're out of attention again. Mike, what? Yeah. Hi, Beth Ann.
Hi.
You know what?
The
you know
studio
what?
May not be occupiable.
You know what's weird?
This might be the worst thing we've ever done to Ron and Fez.
I really don't have a problem with it. I mean, I'm breathing
you
through
are,
my mouth.
There's something yeah. wrong with you.
I am
you.
Breathing through my mouth.
There's exactly. something wrong with you. Buzz smelled it on me when I walked in here.
Joe?
Yeah.
Let's have the people pair off into groups of two. I think that caller had an outstanding idea. And make them spend this commercial break smelling each other's hair.
Smelling each other's hair. All right. You need to break off in groups of two, and you're going to spend this break smelling each other's hair. So choose your partner. I just turn left, turn right. You two,
listen to him go.
Man, listen to, look at Beth Ann. Look how funny she is with her hand over her mouth in here.
All together. Nose to hair.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
John Dorbin is gagging in the hallway.
He's and Mike.
Now, why are you pretending you're Lily Tomlin? Doing this?
I'm
sorry,
my nose. I can't believe you're both.
This is Ernestine, the operator. What? What?
And Mike has tracked meat byproducts into the newsroom. I need a hose. I need an effing hose. I'm not kidding.
Oh, God.
So gross.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Oh, stink.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Bob. Bob.
Oh, no, Tom. Not today, Tom. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey. How are you doing today?
Okay.
You know, you ought to send somebody over to Super H Mart and get some beef tizzle.
Some beef tizzle. Now, what is beef? We've been to that Super H Mart. Yeah, that's where your dad went, Robbie. That's that Korean grocery. What is beef tizzle, my friend?
Yeah,
okay.
It's,
thanks a lot. Moron.
Hey, can you tell Mike's not in the same room with me anymore?
Hi, everybody.
Mike's over on Buzz's mic.
Hi, everybody.
Our top story. Finally. Buzz is in the back cleaning up. I tracked some stuff in here. I have meat on my shoes.
Hey, listen, if you're driving past the station now, really, it's funnier than it was before.
You're not going to throw up.
It's funnier than it was before because the 10 people are outside smelling each other's foul hair right now.
Question.
Yes.
What's wrong with you?
I had my acupuncture today.
Your acupuncture? What, did you stick a couple of needles in your sinus cavities?
I'm on top of the world. Hey, the boy's in here.
Yeah, but it's
hey, Rob, has it gotten any better over there?
No.
He's not fainted yet or anything.
I'm sweating, if that helps you.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I have an idea for the hair thing.
I call that your musk, though, Rob.
Thank you. That's just the...
Hello.
Hey, I think Buzz is going to have a partner for the rest of the show.
Hello there. Hi, you're on the air.
I am a bass fisherman, and you need to get a bottle of stuff called gravy. It's a garlic shad scent.
Yeah, because after the coon urine, we need more.
You squirt that
on the hair, you're all leaving the building.
Okay, my friend. It sounds like a challenge to me. Bring it down. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, instead of having them do the pair off in twos, have them do a circle so they can all be smelling at the same time.
I think it's okay, just two on two. Or one on one out there where the couples just broke it up into groups of two. I kind of like that. Kind of getting weirded out by looking over in Buzz's room and seeing Mike over there. I'm not used to seeing Mike over there.
Hi. You know, I don't know what the phenomenon is, but when I came into this studio, suddenly my shirt got tighter.
Did your hair start changing color as well?
My hair started changing color to like almost a henna look.
Yeah.
Very, very strange.
How you doing?
The boots have got to go.
I'm not getting rid of them.
No, they're not staying in the newsroom.
Okay. All right, yeah, I'm getting meat all over Buzz's newsroom.
Okay, we got a break. We'll come back with our contestants. Chris, Stephanie, Aaron, Michael, Ed, Andrew, George, Butch.
Can we interview them on the street?
Pookie. No, they got to come back in for the next round,
Jesus,
Mike.
Jesus, son.
But the next round, I think, will be a lightning round. We'll see who really has got what it takes to win this trip to Las Vegas.
My God. Have somebody smell you during the break. Seriously.
What do you mean?
Have somebody smell you.
Hey, smell me.
No, not Rob. I'm talking about somebody that hasn't been in coon urine for the last 20 minutes. But I came in here, and it's actually on all of us.
Okay. Hold on a second. You seem like I don't really have a chance to select.
Call Fulman.
I'm looking for her number. 2813.
Say, over here in Buzz's studio, it's neat to see all his little collections. It's like a squirrel's den with his nuts and berries on twigs and all the crap that he eats during the show. God, I swear to God, it looks like a small chipmunk has gotten loose in here.
What do I got to do to get a hold of Julie Fulman? I know she's here. 2813.
I have an uncontrollable itching sensation.
This is Julie.
Hey, Julie, it's Don, and Mike's in the other room. Can I come back to your office during the break? Would you smell me and tell me if I stink?
He's already been in my office, and he's already brought the stink down.
All right, hold on. I'm coming down there.
No!
I don't got it on me. Stay right there.
No!
I'm not going. Rob,
yes?
Take over here.
I don't have it on me. Says the man who can stand it in there. I can't believe it.
I don't got it on me. I'm coming down there.
Please think of my beautiful office.
Did you say that I have this?
You have dollops and smears.
I have smears. I really took one for the team today.
Your right arm, the back of your shirt.
You know,
you were swinging that cow tongue like Babe Ruth.
I know. I gotta like catch a shower.
No bunting.
I'm gonna do.
Oh no.
Is he there, Julie? Julie, is he there?
Yes, he's here.
All right, smell him.
He's here.
Smell him. Be completely honest.
Now, come here, really. Seriously. Come here, smell me.
Smell me.
Come here, smell me.
What does it smell? Can you smell him?
You know what? No. She says, I smell like a...
Daddy, you're smelling up on my skin.
Yep. Yeah. That, there's the answer, Don.
Sounds like my prom night.
There's...
what is that? I smell like a sewer. Hey, Andrew.
No, but seriously, don't you get that? That's confirmation. You can't be in that room without it stinking.
Mike, I got Andrew here. Andrew, smell me.
Jesus.
Just smell me. What do you think?
Not a good smell, I can say that.
Okay, and you know what that is from him? From him, that's like you reek more than death itself. That's how energetic I am.
Well, not a good smell. Mr. Energy.
God, I'd like to wipe some of my meat products on him.
We've got a break. Don and Mike, go to break.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
You don't forget a thing like Siamese twins.
I believe they prefer to be called conjoined twins.
And hillbillies prefer to be called sons of the soil. But it ain't going to happen.
The Don and Mike Show. Expertly aged like a fine cheddar. The best of Don and Mike.
Welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. I'm your host, the legendary Joe Arnger, with ya. With ya on this Tuesday afternoon. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. You know, I forgot to mention that we've had a lot of rain. And now the studio water is up to my knees. You know, they're redoing the studio. They tore the roof out. And it's just been raining in here. So what am I going to do? I'm going to start bailing it out while you listen to this next segment of The Best of Don and Mike. It's Smear Factor Part 3 on The Best of Don and Mike on the Westwood One Radio Network.
What the hell is this?
Hi.
Nobody pays it. Oh, I know what this is. I picked this.
It's Pacific Gas and Electric. Hi, Mike.
I'm,
what are you doing in Buzz's room?
I'm not coming back over there. I do not know how you are surviving. The smell of the coon urine has permeated the entire building. It is out at the front desk. The only sanctuary in this radio station is in this room. I tell you about Handy Neat. Meet Nick Buzz.
Buzz.
He's got the candles going over here. This is like a little opium den here. It's fantastic, and I'm not coming back.
Oh, here's what I think first. Get the thing going.
They're all thonged up. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I think that the smell was a miscalculation on our part.
You mean as far as how significant it was going to be?
Yeah, and
no, we blew that.
So what we're going to do is take the stuff up off the floor, which has a lot of the stink on it.
Right.
And we're going to keep the competition outside.
That's, God bless you.
Here's Joe now, outside with our contestants. Hi, Joe.
How are
you? How are you anyway, Joe?
Hey, Joe, my question to you would be, can you actually smell them outside?
Well, no, there's a good breeze because of the traffic, and I'm standing upwind from them.
So
I could move downwind.
What we need to do is...
Have you seen any hunters in the neighborhood?
No, but I've seen some really confused deer.
We need to have as many ingredients as possible moved outside in the front yard that we can continue applying the smear factor to these people's heads.
Right.
Because... The truth is, I put up a pretty brave front in here.
But is this trying to make you sick to your stomach?
I told Rob.
I feel like I'm going to... I mean, I don't know if we're communicating this to the listeners. This is... We have done so many disgusting things in that studio. This is, without question, because of the stink, the most disgusting. It is absolutely unbearable.
I'm telling you what the secret ingredient is. It's that coon urine.
It is the coon urine, totally, that wiped out all the other smells. So are they getting the plastic out of there now?
Can I tell you something, B.A.?
What?
B.A., you've never been sexier than you are right now. With your corduroy pants, you have...
I think I'm going to have to get rid of because they smell.
Buzz has this over here. I swear to God, it smells dreamy. What's your secret, Buzz?
I've sealed off the room. I have scented candles and air freshener. I've struck matches. It's not bad over here.
I have one thing to say to Buzz.
What?
I love you, Coco.
Homo! I think that once we take the tarp off the floor,
I hope,
which is where most of the smell is, the studio won't be quite as bad.
I mean, when you were spraying their heads, it was right on their heads. It didn't seem like there was a lot of splatter.
I understand.
But what amazes me is when I went down to the front desk, and it's in the hallway. It's in the entire building right now. I wonder if it's working its way upstairs.
I wish Hughes was here today. What, B.A.?
All of a sudden, a stink bomb isn't so bad, is it?
A stink bomb
is a walk in.
And for those people that know what a stink bomb is, this is a walk in the park, a stink bomb, compared to what we're experiencing right now. Has it dissipated? Yes, Rob.
You've smelled it more than me because I've been doing my damnedest to breathe with my mouth.
Right.
It's almost inexplicable the way this coon urine smells.
It is
like worse. A fish smell.
No,
almost,
it is what it is. It is just concentrated and nasty.
But if we talk about what it is, I'm going to be forced to focus on what it is.
I know.
That's true.
I know. You're getting points for me with every 30 seconds that you stay in that studio.
Mike, I like to think it's like if the building was on fire.
Right.
I am a coward, but I'd stay here I'll stay here in the studio until I puke.
Right, right.
And I don't think I'm going to puke. You know what I'd love, Rob? Give me one of those baby wipes.
Yeah.
I just want to just smell it. I just want to.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
That's a very smart thing to do. That's a filter. That's a filter. You can just keep that over your nose.
That's good. I got one of those things you wipe a baby's ass with over my mouth now.
Absolutely.
And you know what? It doesn't taste toxic.
No.
It really tastes good.
And a bad baby diaper right now is a walk in the park compared to what we're dealing with.
Absolutely. Now, Joe?
Yes.
Still outside the studios now on Main Street.
Yes.
You can actually see this happening.
With the contestants who will not be coming back in the building.
No, they won't. And only one of them is going to Las Vegas today.
That's right. And even that person will stay outside of the building.
Beth Ann, we got to get some more stuff out there for them to smear into their hair.
I've got it. It's all in a cooler out here.
What is it, Joe?
Well, I've got some gefilte fish right here in my hand.
Excellent.
Gefilte fish. A nice next choice.
And what's great about gefilte fish is that it's not only like a fish ground up thing, it nests in jelly. So it's gelatin and fish.
See if you can.
How the hell do you know that?
Oh, you never had gefilte fish? It's wonderful.
See if you can pour.
What's that, Buzz? He's part Jewish.
See if you can pour.
I've really hijacked Buzz's studio here.
You know, you should come back over here.
I know I should.
I mean, you're
I know that would be. I know that would be the right thing to do.
It's just,
and,
your microphone sounds. Yeah. You sound good on your microphone. You're on Buzz's microphone now.
I know what you're talking about. Don,
all that artificial voice deepening software.
I know.
Break it up,
Joe. Make sure people rub the jelly into their head. The jelly from the gefilte fish.
I will. Here, take it out. First, it's cut into chunks. They all get a chunk, and then they'll get some jelly. Don't rub it in yet, because I got to give you some jelly.
Right here on this on Smear Factor.
Hey, look what I found. Uh-huh. A pile of acorns over here.
All of this. Now, Beth Ann, you're cleaning up in here. Yeah, the tarp is out.
Yeah.
How's the smell now? A BA?
All right, now, cup your hands.
Same.
Break it up.
It's unbearable. It's nothing like nothing I've ever experienced.
What's happening out there, Joe?
I'm pouring jelly on top of their chunks of gefilte fish.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Oh, now this is foul.
Got the hands cut.
This is foul.
Almost ready to go.
I tell you, it might be foul, but over here in Yankee Candle Studio, it is just delightful.
All right,
over in Buzz Bath and Beyond.
Buzz Bath and Beyond.
Let's go and have them rub the gefilte fish in, Joe.
All right, rub it in.
There you go.
Yeah, go ahead. Enjoy yourselves, idiots.
Yell at them, Joe.
Don't hang your heads over straight up. You're not going back inside.
Way to go. Yes, rub it all in there with the coon urine, you morons, with a 1 in 10 chance of getting a trip.
Hey, stop it now.
I'm sorry.
Stop it.
The coon urine is overcoming.
I will not take that. Stop it. Don't call them names because we're going
to
hit them with the coon urine again.
They couldn't hear me. Oh, my God. Outside, I hope. I tell you, they're going to smell it down at City Hall if you do it outside.
You know, Mike, it smells real good in here. You should come back.
Yeah, right, Rob. Thanks. I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
All right, so now they've got ketchup, mayonnaise, gefilte fish.
Remnants of beef tongue.
Dog food. Coon urine.
Miracle Whip.
And
salsa, extra hot salsa.
A paint?
Right.
Paint, yes, finger paints. That was when we were being kind to them,
and
when we smeared them with finger paints.
And the jelly from the gefilte fish.
Mm-hmm.
How's it going, Joe?
I've got a bag of rotten fish heads, and it stinks.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay.
Boy, it reminds me of that commercial. Gee, your hair smells terrific.
Here, somebody grab a fish head and see if it breaks apart.
Man, oh, man.
Grab a fish head and see if it breaks apart.
Wow. you could drag all of these people like in back of a boat, and it would be like a scene from Jaws.
This was no boating adventure.
You could chum with these people.
You know, everybody is just, look at, which chick is that? I forget.
Just
is it Elizabeth?
Still smiling and accepting
Aaron,
her torture.
Is it Aaron that almost looks like she's out there doing a Clairol commercial?
Yeah.
She's got the hair going up. And
Aaron's totally into it.
She's got just all that junk in her hair. And Joe,
Aaron's totally into it.
What are you passing out now, Joe? Still?
Passing out the rotten fish.
I forgot the rotten fish.
Speaking of passing out, I think you guys are doing a good job that you're not passing out.
You know,
how are you doing over there, seriously? Because I'm looking at you, and I'm seeing that it is.
I know. Never spoil. spoil the facade.
Okay.
Strong as bull, Mike.
I know. Strong as bull.
It would make their hair shiny.
Hold on.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Rub in your fish head.
You fish head. He gets the fish head.
Now 10 people are out there.
Come on, vigorously. I see Butch is doing a great job. He might be going to Vegas. Jesse's combing her hair with her fish head.
Joe, our salesman.
That looks good out there.
Put it on the fish.
Yeah.
Buzz, it's starting.
A lot of them are applying the fish head almost like roll-on.
Yeah, well, that's the way you got to do it with fish head.
I didn't know. I've never done it.
Well, Rob, that's the way you do it when you're running a fish head through your hair.
Somebody get out some more coon urine out there.
You don't need eggs yet?
I've got it.
No, eggs first.
Eggs first.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Make yourself an omelet on your head.
Speaking of all this smell, have you seen the pictures of Saddam in his underpants?
Yeah, and it seems to me it's pretty stupid.
It's not a segue that I wanted to get to. I just want to mention it's on our website, DonnaMikeWebsite.com. Saddam Hussein wearing his underpants.
Been working out.
Hey,
he's got his briefs on.
What, Joe?
Stephanie's propped her fish head in her hair.
That's wonderful.
Now, Stephanie does, I'm looking at her, she does get extra points because she's actually wearing her dead fish head as a decorative item like Carmen Miranda or something.
Well, she looks a lot like Kate Pearson from the B-52s.
Holy mackerel! Yeah, the one guy's using it as a comb, right?
I have coleslaw or eggs.
Eggs.
And I think the eggs they should do one at a time, don't you?
Yeah.
Shells and all.
Everything. Right. Let's get some eggs going. Oh, and let's take some calls if anybody's driving by here. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, can I talk to Don and Mike?
Yeah, you're talking to us. Hello.
Hey, is this Don?
Yeah, and Mike. Hello.
Hey, I know you. Hello?
Yes.
I know you don't like ideas or suggestions, but too
That's
bad.
A very observant statement, sir.
Thank
we
you.
Don't like ideas or suggestions.
Just hold on now.
Hold on, Joe's doing something now. What
too
are you doing,
bad.
Joe? What are you doing, Joe?
Everybody's got an egg.
Okay, smash them over your heads.
Smash him into your head.
There you go.
Joe laughed. You hear the Joe laugh? All right, helper, what did you want to offer up here?
Contestants outside, too bad you can't put them all in a walk-in closet somewhere for the next break.
Okay, thank you very much.
Like those three women you got in yours.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Just dying to get out.
Hello.
Yeah, you know what? If they rub Vicks under their nose in the studio, they won't smell that smell, just like in Silence of the Lambs.
Really?
Just like in Silence of the Lambs.
Seriously.
All right, well, somebody get me some Vicks. I'll come back over there. How is it? Is it any better?
It is.
No, it's not. I'm looking at Don. It's not. Oh, my God.
It smells like a daisy.
Yeah, if you go near a daisy, it smells like that. Call the hospital.
Hospital.
And, Buzz, I'm monopolizing your microphone. How do you like having a visitor?
Oh, I think it's great. You should drop by more often.
Don is 10 feet away from the mic. Are you getting ready to boot?
Don't.
Are you getting ready to yak yak?
Mouth breathing.
Do the baby wipe. Give him another baby wipe to breathe through.
I can toss you a box of matches. It helps.
I have no baby wipes.
Buzz, you want to bring a candle over there?
No.
Buzz says no.
Get the coon urine. Get the coon urine. Losing consciousness.
Baby, unable to function due to coon urine smell.
I can't stand it. How can these people stand it in their hair?
Somebody told me outside that the coon urine is used, that hunters actually put it on themselves.
True.
When they're out hunting.
It's so deer aren't going to be scared away by the human smell.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yes, hello.
Hey, Don. This is John from Ocean City.
Hi there, Johnny.
I wonder how many people came down there by bus.
That's funny. We'll just have to speculate on that one.
Thank you, my friend. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Do not get into my cab.
Hello.
Hey, guys. Hey, Mike. Now you've taken over Buzz's studio and totally destroyed him. Be careful, because you may have a heart attack tomorrow.
Yes, I took over his studio once.
You could doctor tape. Totally
urine.
Totally destroyed his news. Hello, Don and Mike.
I don't spit on Buzz's mic.
Hello.
Yeah, I just want to make a suggestion.
Mike, let me remind you.
Yeah.
That for every germ you give,
I know.
Don't forget you're getting.
I know.
You know, for every time that you put your
right.
like your tongue on Buzz's microphone cover, don't forget.
I know.
Not only are you giving him what you've got, You're getting what he's got.
I'm a giving broadcaster.
And you're being with everyone he's ever been with.
I know, it's terrible.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I think a blender would really broaden your horizons with this whole game.
Yeah, okay.
Okay,
all right,
thank
thanks,
you.
Mr. Helper.
Thank you.
You know, you come over here and you're in Central.
I wonder what he should put in a blender.
Don and Mike Show.
Don, is that Coon Ewan another name for a black man sweat?
Now stop that. Behave yourself.
I don't even get that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
What do you mean you don't get it? You wrote it.
I know.
Kidding.
I didn't like his delivery.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
I got news for you.
They're worse. I got to get back over there.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, I got something for you.
Yeah, what's that?
For your contestants.
What's that, sir?
I've got some chewing tobacco chew. I got a whole bottle of it.
Oh, the spit.
Oh, the spit.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No. It's also got my morning lung butter in it.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Oh. Joe, what do you got out there now?
Well, I got some coleslaw and I got Coon-Urn.
All right, let's go with the Coon-Urn first.
All the makings for a great picnic.
Absolutely.
I grab a handful of coleslaw and I spray the Coon-Urn in the coleslaw.
Take Coon-Urn, sure. Coleslaw, Kraft baby marshmallows, caramels, and serve. A refreshing summer treat.
I thought by now some of these people would have dropped out of this competition.
Mix lime jello with pear slices, baby marshmallows, and a spritz of Coon-Urn. A delicious holiday favorite from Kraft.
Right, everybody is outside with Joe. They're all wearing their ponchos. They're all wearing their goggles.
I thank God for this sanctuary.
The hair looks a lot like Ed Grimley now with all of them going in 8,000 different directions.
Coon-Urn, I must say.
You're awesome.
Now I get to say something.
Coon-Urn in the coleslaw now.
Joe has distributed the coleslaw.
Hey,
Now look at the girl on the end. Is that Erin, the one that's got the fish head in her hair?
Yeah, the one that's dancing?
She's actually out there dancing, enjoying this.
They're all hearty stock. They are. You know, it's hearty souls that participate in these games.
But that girl, Erin, seems to be the one that's like the most in control with this.
The caller asked if they came by bus. Perhaps she came by short bus. She's having a heck of a time.
Now, she came by orderly.
All right, now Joe has just taken.
Now everybody smell it. How's it smell? Are you ready?
Look at that urine on there. Okay, go ahead.
Rub it in.
It's coleslaw and
coleslaw. And kudos to Joe Arndinger, the Willy Wonka of backyard stunts.
Rub it in
yourselves now lick it. Grab it.
Now that was, Joe, that was a handful of coleslaw that had been spritzed with the urine?
Not just spritzed,
the Coon urine?
Soaked.
Oh, soaked.
Yeah.
You know what, I've got to tell you something. Again, it's the chick on the end.
Yeah, who's her, what's her name, Joe?
Is it Stephanie?
Yeah.
You got to tell those other contestants right now that Stephanie looks like the winner because
she looks like the winner. So
Stephanie is the one that's out there. She's actually continually smearing and playing with her hair.
Absolutely,
hey,
the one that's
Bob
thrown
Skin.
Herself into is Bob Skin here.
Yes, he's out. Well, he's out there. Oh, he's taking pictures with his camera.
Oh, that's for the lawsuit later.
Uh-oh. Erin wants more urine. She's going for more urine.
I give. Listen, and that's a great way for her to win this competition.
Yeah.
The more Coon urine.
It's still horrible over there, isn't it?
I got a good idea here, all right? What do you got? I got a 3-day-old dead rabbit in the back of my truck right now. No.
Listeners are showing up.
With treats.
And how is it that you'd have
a three-day-old
dead rabbit? Were you just waiting for the weekend?
Yeah, who knows? Why don't you tell Jeffrey Dahmer just to take a seat over to the side?
You never know when it's going to come in. That's too funny. You guys,
everybody back on the sidewalk.
I got a 3-day-old dead rabbit in my car.
I don't know what to do with it. We was going to eat it for supper tonight, but it's terrible. There's Bob. Hi, Bob.
Bob's the landlord. Here.
But whoever,
sorry,
he loves this business. You know what? It's great fertilizer.
He loves his shrubs.
No,
although that guy who has the dead rabbit, I'd like to congratulate his girlfriend on being pregnant.
You know the
the rabbit death.
The girl that's playing with her hair like she's in the shampoo commercial,
right?
Stephanie.
I hate to keep focusing attention on her.
Are you saying she's going to be the winner based totally on her throwing herself into the competition?
I don't know if you've been watching all of this.
I can't see. I'm seeing double.
She has been out there the entire time, dancing, gyrating, no matter what it is.
She's fondling, even as we speak. Yes.
So basically on the merit of her enthusiasm?
I would have to say, that's just my opinion. Just one schmuck's opinion.
Hi, Beth Ann.
Hey, see, they can't.
Over here.
They can't hear us out there, so they right. cannot hear us critiquing them.
And no one else seems to be even moderately enjoying themselves, and Stephanie looks like it's Christmas morning.
She's still dancing.
And John Norman looks like he's about to pass out.
Put John on the phone. Joe, would you put John on the phone?
I was just told that Stephanie arrived at 2 p.m. today.
She was the first person here?
She was the first person here.
Hey, John.
What's up, Don?
Now, listen, these people can't hear us out there, right?
What's up?
Right.
Okay. I've been noticing that Stephanie, the chick on the left, she's been into this the whole time. She's dancing. She's really doing the smear factor.
Yes, she is.
Is there anybody out there that's in her category as far as enthusiasm?
Actually, Aaron's pretty enthusiastic down here on the other end, and I would say Butch is fairly enthusiastic as well, but I think Stephanie takes the cake.
All right, so the three would be...
You want to have a drawing with the three finalists?
I think that there should be one more challenge for the three finalists.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure exactly what it would be yet.
What would it be?
Don't know what it would be. Because we're almost out of Cunier, aren't we?
I get the impression that Butch might have been doing this anyway today.
In his basement.
Or?
Mom!
In his living room.
Now, as I look at him from left to right, okay, you got, there's Stephanie number one, again, like she's in a commercial. Then guy number two is not touching his hair. Guy number three is not touching it. Butch is kind of playing with it. Guy number four is just dabbing it. Guy five's not. Guy six is scratching. Woman's
rubbing
not.
A fish head.
A what?
Number six is rubbing a fish head into it.
Rubbing a fish head.
There you go.
Yeah.
Rubbing a fish head. Oh, they're all, you know, I know Stephanie's the best, but they're all spirited people,
okay,
aren't
well,
they?
Then we'll just keep this going for another break.
Yes,
we don't know how to pick a winner yet.
Pick a winner.
This is a gross contest.
Yeah, and then everybody here in town's getting a nice view of it as they drive by. And how's the smell over there?
Yeah, John.
Any better?
Oh, over here?
Yeah.
Mike, I've told you since day one,
yes,
in my Superman suit, I smell nothing.
You smell nothing.
But to be honest,
yeah,
it's the same.
I have to imagine this is how the Jelly Belly Jelly Bean Factory smells.
Oh, God, that's gross.
It smells like fruit and licorice.
Oh, no.
Here's what I think. I think that if I had the misfortune of being Kirstie Alley's panties...
Oh, God!
That probably...
Oh, fat actress.
On the bottom of the hamper.
Oh, dear.
This would be what it would be like.
Yeah. Maybe in the corner of a suitcase.
And that's if you threw your face right down there.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely going...
Yep, you're right, Don.
Oh, God, it does. You know what? Don't make me laugh because I just smelled through my nose again.
Yeah,
it is awful in the studio.
Do they have any spray in there, Rob, or anything like that?
You know what? I just thought I do have citrus spray.
Oh, hold on a second. Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
No problem over here.
Yes, please to be rubbing Nipsey Russell in their hair.
Yeah, Nipsey Russell.
Joe.
Man, I tell you, that smells.
What do you got there, Joe?
He's got more coon urine.
More coon urine.
Oh,
okay.
You certainly need more of that.
No, but okay. You know what he's done?
Right.
He's taken the sprayer off, and now it's a pouring bottle.
Yeah. Nothing you want to do with something that's concentrated.
Okay, that's good...
Joe, I just saw you do something. Don't rub your eyes, you moron.
Jesus.
Joe, don't rub your eyes. I just saw you rub your eyes.
Don't rub your eyes, Joe.
Joe, you're going to... What?
It's cool.
All right, I'm Joe. Hungry. Joe, when we come back,
Tracy, I got skim milk, guys.
When we come back, you tell our contestants that it's going to be not the spray on coon urine, but it's going to be a nice pour on.
When we come back,
yeah. And you better get them all standing up at attention and everything again.
We're doing shooters,
everybody.
Meanwhile, you know, it's going to sound. She's here for the whole time. Are you watching her, Buzz? The whole time. She's dancing. She's the one that's really doing the smear factor.
But they've all taken their medicine, Don.
That's true, Mike.
They really have all hung in there.
Very true.
You know, in the old days, it would be very quick that we would be able to declare Stephanie a winner.
If only she would play along.
Remember those old days? Those old subjective days?
That's right.
Right. Stephanie, how bad do you want to win the contest? Yes.
Yeah, but right now.
Put the coon urine here. All right.
Oh, yes. No.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, that now that's gross.
Yeah.
Okay. That's,
hi. How are you?
We're recycling.
I feel
now.
Free over here.
Okay. Bye, Joe.
Hi.
It's Buzz Studio. Strangely liberating. It truly is. Have another acorn, Buzz. Buzz, you want to say anything?
Hi.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Buzz has been so nice to me over here.
Hello. Oh, what was wrong with that one? We'll try this one. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, there's one way to figure out who's going to win.
Okay, please. We're dying for the answer.
The first contestant that could get a successful cab ride away.
Brilliant.
Okay, thanks.
Well, thanks for the contribution.
Thanks, Trevor.
First one is successful cab ride away.
That was Judd Hirsch.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, I love the contributors.
Don,
special contributor,
Don
Johnny Asshat.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Joe, hey, ask Joe if he has any bong water in his car.
Another helper.
Dirty bong water.
Who brought a baby? Why would someone bring a child?
Oh, no, it's the lady, the first lady that was here. It's her kid, I think.
Yeah, I think her husband's been here all day with a little baby. Yep.
Yeah.
Wow, maybe you could give someone else the trip and just give her some
free therapy. He's out there now with a little toddler, like a 1 or 2 year old.
Isn't that wonderful? Yeah. Look what mommy's doing with this stuff in her hair.
She's out there, like, coming at the kid going, want to give mommy a kiss?
Wow.
Yeah, those lungs will grow up normal.
Man.
Breathe deeply, child.
Understand that several of the employees here at WJFK are now in heat based on the Cunha.
I saw Dave Howard rubbing against a wall.
Yes.
Cat-like. He looked like Pepe Le Pew.
Dave it's Howard.
Smear factor.
Give me a head with hair.
And we don't have a winner yet. We'll be right back, everybody. This is all happening in front of the radio station, incidentally. This is Don. I'm in the studio.
This is Mike. I'm over here in the body shop in Buzz's studio, surrounded by scented candles. And I'm just feeling more attracted to him by the minute.
Hi, Joe.
It's not nearly as bad in here anymore.
You're right. It is better. I just took a sniff.
Oh, thank God. Well, maybe by Monday I'll be able to come back in there.
Oh, come on.
I'll give it a go. I'll tell you what.
How about the next break?
Next break, I'll wait. I'm not going to check it out until the beginning of the next break, and then I'll come over and
come
do
on,
it on the
come
air.
On back in here.
We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Tell you what, that dang old internet, man, you just go on there and point and click, get in there and talk about www.com. You got naked chicks on there, man. You go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
The Don and Mike Show. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Come on, let's suck a beer.
Stop it.
All right, welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. Let's do a little bit of an update on the studio. Still, now I'm up to my waist in water. It's very cold, too. I think I'm getting hypothermia. Who am I? I'm your host, Legendary Joe Arnger, with you on this fine Tuesday afternoon with the best of Don and Mike. Don and Mike returning July 11th. From the new studio. That'll be the new studio. So it'll be dry there, I promise. And maybe it'll stop raining in Virginia by then. Anyway, good to have you here on this fine Tuesday afternoon. Let's get right back into it. As you know, this day is going by so fast, I had forgotten how much fun this show was. It's the smear factor on the best of Don and Mike.
We've got a bunch of air freshener spray here in the studio. We've taken out the tarps.
It helps. They've done a pretty good job. They really have.
And this will probably be Joe outside again. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I come back in a second. Hold on. Joe. Got a thought here. Joe, stay online. Don't tell everybody out there what's going on yet. This is a contest, like a lot of our contests. Anyway, didn't think people would really stick in it.
Uh-huh.
Stick with it for now almost 3 hours,
right,
putting all this crap in their hair.
Mm-hmm.
So, Joe, what we can do is offer people, like to offer this up as a solution. One of two options. Either they can have everybody, the group of 10 people must decide just to have a drawing, a random drawing.
Okay.
Or are there any people out there adventurous enough that they would like to get a shower cap?
Mm-hmm.
We'll supply the shower cap,
mm-hmm,
and the tape. And leave their hair as it is over the weekend.
Oh.
Now, this is going to be impossible, but nearly impossible to cheat. With the items that we've put in their hair,
right,
with the condition that their hair is in, physically, meaning the way that it's sticking out and it's starting to actually form and harden, we can take pictures of the hair.
Right.
We can put the shower caps on, tape them on,
mm-hmm,
and then it truly becomes a battle to see on Monday,
mm-hmm,
who comes in and who still has the stinky hair.
It's a great idea. If we leave it to them, I think they'll choose the drawing.
Well, the thing is, though, if we really wanted to prove it,
Yeah. Whoever stayed here could stay in the parking lot all weekend.
Yeah, but then it's like one of those dumb hands-on things with people with their hands on the car.
Right.
And, well, no, we have the new security cameras now.
That's what I was saying. So we really wanted to make sure they weren't going to cheat. They could sleep in their car. Their friends could bring them food.
No, they could go home, Mike. I think
you could do an old magician's trick.
What's that?
You could have you and Mike actually autograph their forehead in a Sharpie.
Mm-hmm.
And if they were to wash, that would significantly fade it.
There's a lot of ways around. Yeah. I'd like to offer that up to see if any of them will at least take the challenge to say, okay, now the contest is being moved to a new level.
Uh-huh.
If you want to continue, you've got to be willing to put on a shower cap, let us initial it, tape it down, initial it, and then come back on Monday. And let's see if you're able to go through the whole weekend.
And we could take a digital picture of the signatures that we signed, like boxing gloves.
It doesn't even have to be your names. It could be a secret word.
Right.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Not one of our secret
words. No, not one of our, certainly.
So they're going to get that choice.
Yeah.
Either they all decide
now
to have a drawing now.
I think we should. I should probably tell this in their faces. They won't stink that bad if they come in here for a second, will they?
We'll know inside of 5 seconds.
All right, Joe, bring everybody and tell them big announcement.
You better if they had shower caps.
Big announcement. Come on in.
You know what? If they have their tarp, their ponchos, maybe they should put their hoods on.
That would help us.
Have them put their hoods on, Joe.
Yeah, Joe, hoods up, please, hoods for all these people with their ponchos.
Good idea.
Because this could be a great... Bye, Joe.
Everybody put your hood on.
And incidentally, I am back in the studio. I wanted to point that out. I'm back in here and...
Thank you, Mike.
I'm feeling woozy.
The Girl Scouts appreciate it.
It's definitely a little lightheaded in here, isn't it?
I'm buzzing your balls, but I'm seriously 1 second away from that thing that Buzz did down in the parking lot last week.
Yes.
I'm very close to it.
I feel great. And keep them... I'm going to put up my hand.
But what I don't get is these people now. The studio smells so bad.
Stop right there.
Okay, everybody, just stop right there.
For a minute.
We have an announcement for everybody. If all ten of you, would just kind of get, don't go any further than Stephanie. Stephanie, stay where you are. Everybody else, just like come in front of this microphone right here.
Oh my God, it's back.
No pun intended. No, it smells not back, is it, Mike?
Yeah, well, it's over here. Yeah.
Is it really?
Let's keep this brief.
Okay. Here's the thing. Are all 10 of you still here? Yeah?
You've all made it so far.
Eight? How many?
Nine.
Okay. Are all nine of you still here?
Yes.
Okay. Here's the only thing that we can come up with. That either we do a drawing, because none of you are going to drop out today. We either do... What, Mike?
Nothing.
Either we do a drawing, or we ask, of the nine that are left, who has the balls to continue it over the weekend? Meaning that we would wrap your hair as it is in a shower cap. Mike and I would initial or write something on tape and take a digital picture of it to make sure that you couldn't wash your hair, re-add all of the ingredients, and come back Monday. Is there anybody that would like to take the challenge to keep their hair as it is over the weekend? See, now we've got challengers already.
Hands are up.
We do.
Okay. You three may stay. The other six, we have nice parting gifts for you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. We have gifts for you.
Now listen,
just the three that are staying. Everybody else, please leave.
For all the other six people, we'll give you a choice. Tickets to see our friend Kevin James live in Baltimore, Saturday, June 4th at the Meyerhoff or in D.C. on the 5th.
All right, everybody who's not participating.
At the Warner. Hold on. You're out too, Andrew?
Yeah.
Okay. He's out. Okay.
He's out with the Kevin James tickets.
All right.
Or you'll get the WWE Judgment Day prize pack from Cox and Comcast.
Now, everybody that's not playing this weekend, get out of here.
Or you get tickets to see the Allman Brothers at the Nissan Pavilion.
We only have
17th.
Two. We have only two.
From Ticketmaster and NissanPavilion.com. And now we're down to the guys.
Look at that. Now, you guys understand, you last two guys understand that your head is going to be wrapped and you're going to have to stay this way all weekend.
Now, let's meet each of these. And talk about a real survivor. No, you got to keep the hoods on, guys.
Yeah.
Chris, let's talk to Chris.
Roger.
Yes, sir.
Chris, now that you're one of the final two, and thank you to all of the people that showed
up
today.
Give them all a round of applause.
They were fantastic with all the crap put in their hair. Chris, where are you from?
Centerville.
And what do you do, sir?
I'm unemployed.
Okay, that's helpful. Now, do you have a gal pal? You married?
No.
Oh.
So you're perfect for this contest.
I got a case of beer in the house. I can just sit around all weekend.
Okay.
Nothing like non-motivation.
Now, Ed, I remember your name, Ed. Okay, Ed,
step up to the microphone, Ed.
Ed, we need a bio on you, please. Where are you from?
I'm from Centerville.
Centerville resident, all right.
What do you do, Ed?
I just recently graduated from college.
So you're between your first job?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're both unemployed.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
This could be a battle that could last well into next week.
Absolutely. We could really make this a battle of attrition.
Yeah, but you might want to ask Chris where his fish head is.
Listen to this.
Well, now hold on. Be careful with that, Ed, because if you've got your fish head still and Chris doesn't, that could... God, you are going to suffocate yourself with that thing. Watch it.
Oh, my God.
Watch it with that hood. We can't help it if Chris doesn't have his fish head. But, Ed, you would get extra points because you still have your fish head.
Right.
When you come in on Monday, if you've still got your hair in this condition.
Oh, my God. And, Don, I could see setting up a couple of lawn chairs out in front of the building on Monday.
Oh, absolutely.
And we just make this a war of attrition. Who's going to stay with that in their hair the longest?
Now, we'll have pictures of everybody on the website, but I think that we should really get close-up pictures of both of these guys. And right now, don't they look like terrorists?
They do. Yeah. They truly do.
Because they've got the
facial hair.
They've got the goggles. They've got the ponchos. Ed, do you have a question? No.
Let me ask you, Chris, how long do you think you can go with this?
Until June 1st.
Wow. Until June 1st. Incidentally, he's giving you a deadline, Ed. Ed, do you think you could make it to June 1st? That's Ed?
You know, that's 11 more days, Ed.
Ed, right over the microphone. Focus, Ed.
Ed, that would be 11 days.
That's it. Thank you.
That's it, he says.
That's it?
Now, what's been put in their hair to this point has been mayonnaise, ketchup, bad coleslaw?
It was bad coleslaw, beef tongue.
Dog food.
Hot salsa.
Of course, the coon urine.
Miracle Whip.
Of course.
What?
Paint. Finger paints, yes.
Paints? What are we forgetting, guys?
Eggs.
I mean, their hair right now, I would imagine if it's untouched, even during the weekend, it will form into a nice crust.
Yeah.
Okay. Correct. So, the deal is this. Guys, we don't want you to go the weekend without bathing. However, it's got to be one of those deals where you've got to make sure that your head...
Well, it's not going to be a shower. They've got to do a soak.
They can take a bath.
Yeah, they can take a bath, but they can't touch their hair because it'll be sealed.
Beth Ann is going to wrap your head. Mike and I will sign each of your heads before you leave the show today.
We will take a digital picture so as to prove any kind of forgery.
And then we'll get those pictures up on the website. And Monday, you guys will come in and either we'll have a winner or this will continue.
Just got some orange duct tape. That's perfect.
Until we have a winner. Okay, good.
And you guys, it sounds to me like Chris would be willing to go till June 1st. And Ed, you think you could match him for that?
Oh, yeah. I think what these guys are not realizing is that the smell, as horrendous as it was a couple of hours ago, let it just soak in.
We didn't talk to Ed about his marital status. Are you married, Ed? Do you have a girlfriend? And you live by yourself?
You live with your mom?
You live with your mother?
Now, what about you? Chris, do you live with your mom?
Live alone.
You live alone?
See, now, I'd say advantage
Chris.
Yes.
Right. Chris, unless a neighbor, starts to seep in through the neighbor's door.
Because Ed's mommy's probably going to get mad at him.
Absolutely. You think your mom or your mom and dad might have a problem with this?
Maybe. I'll take off for the weekend.
You'll just take off for the weekend.
For the weekend.
All right. Very good.
Hide in the woods.
Hide in the woods.
Well, listen, Chris... Ed, you are great, guys. Thank you both, really seriously, for listening to the show.
You've taken this contest to another level now, and it's really going to be something.
We had no idea this would happen. Thank you. It's the first time we've ever had a contest roll over the weekend. Get out of here. Get yourselves taped up.
Mm-hmm.
Get your pictures taken from Beth Ann, and we'll see you on Monday.
Great.
Hi, good, Chris. Guys. See you later.
Chris and Ed.
Good job.
Bye.
There they go.
There they are. And brave souls.
Happy
final, too.
Really? I mean, we lost we lost seven people as soon as you made that offer.
I was telling the guys in the studio. I said, do you think anybody will do it? And everybody said, myself included, said, we'll have a drawing right now to get the winner.
Yeah. I really thought that we wouldn't have the two takers. And then, to take it even a notch further, because really, we're going to have these guys... hanging around for quite a few days now. That's what it sounds like. We'll see how they feel after the weekend, though.
Everybody, yes. You'll want to go to our website tonight to look at the pictures of the crap
of
these people's hair. And to show you, I mean, what about all the people that dropped down? Now, these are people, including like that Stephanie chick.
Right.
She got here 4 hours ago. She brought her family down.
But she wasn't prepared to take it to the next level.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi, my brother Butch was in there?
Yes.
Yeah.
He quit.
He did.
Yeah.
That's so unlike him. He just says the weirdest things.
So Butch quit, and you're surprised that he quit?
Yes, I am, and I am very, very disappointed.
All I know is that I'm just taking a look at on the console. There's just a chunk of something, and I don't know what it is.
Butchie is a quitter.
What is that?
Hello.
It's Slaw.
Not Kate Slaw.
Don and Mike Slaw. Show. Hello.
It starts to steam.
What starts to steam?
All that stuff in their hair.
Yeah. What do you mean it starts to steam?
It's under a shower cap, it like gets hot under your head, and then it starts to...
Yeah.
Your
yeah.
body heat.
Yeah,
right. Cook it.
Yeah. Correct. Right.
That's going to be pretty nasty.
Sure is.
Okay, well...
Isn't that great?
That's right. Thank you.
Gotten the idea.
Thank you. You're with us. And you'll be listening on Monday, won't you?
Absolutely.
Right.
This is a horrible thought, but they both come back. Both come in on Monday. They kind of look like chemo patients.
Big chunks of hair pulling out. You had kind of a reaction. Mom!
Mom.
Yeah, looks like they come in and look like John Norman.
We'll be back. I guess we'll take some calls about this because this was supposed to be a simple 20-minute segment on the show.
Seriously,
today.
You had planned this to be like no more than a half an hour.
I didn't think it would go 3 hours. This has been pretty outstanding. We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated The Don and Mike Show.
You're going to tell me that you don't have no black cats, no Roman candles or screaming memes? You don't got no lady fingers, buzz buttles, snicker bombs, church burners, finger blasters, gut busters, zippity doodahs, or crap flappers? No whistling bungholes? No spleen splitters, whisker biscuits, honky lighters, hoosker do's, hoosker don'ts, cherry bombs, nips and dazers, with or without a scooter stick, or one single whistling kitty chaser?
Snakes and sparklers are the only ones I like.
Wet. That might be a problem. It's not what you like. It's the consumer.
The Don and Mike Show. If you haven't heard it, it's new to you. If you have, shut up and listen anyway. The best of Don and Mike.
Welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. And, well, as you can hear, I'm still in the studio. There's a lot more water. It's up over my waist. What's that? Oh, dear. Now there's frogs in here. Oh, this studio. I can't wait. Don and Mike returning July 11th. And we'll be in a brand new studio for that. And that'll be good. Because, oh, my God, there's alligators in here, too. We're going to have to talk to management about this. Anyway, let's get back into the best of Don and Mike. You've been listening to Smear Factor, so let's continue along and see where it takes us. It's the best, it's not a mic.
All right, those guys are just about ready to have us sign their heads.
Chris and Ed, Don.
Yeah, wow. Chris and Ed. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
How great would it be if you could make them wait till the date of the trip and get on the plane?
Oh, God.
Man.
Listen.
You're never satisfied, are you?
They're here now without their shirts on.
Oh, that's this great. This looks like a Middle East training camp right now.
Why don't you have your shirt on, dude?
That man cut it off me.
Why'd she cut it off you? Because it was just too gross?
Or do you think she just wanted to see that physique?
Yeah, she cut it off.
Which incidentally, for me, it's like looking in a mirror. I'm like, that's goal weight time
that's
for me.
That's goal weight? Yeah, it's goal weight for me.
That's goal
there
weight.
There you go.
All right.
I know what you're going to have to do here.
What?
You're going to have to sign or write whatever your word is so it's half on their forehead, half on the tape.
Okay.
Because if the tape moves...
I understand. And we're going to have pictures of this on our website so you can see exactly how we are going to sign these guys. And their heads are now wrapped for the entire weekend.
I'm very proud of you guys. I'm very proud of you guys.
These
I really
are retards.
They really are.
Great retards, though.
They are.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey,
hello.
Mike.
Yes, hi.
Hey, Mike, how much does the steak cost at that Hanksville Ground Cafe?
Oh, I've been thinking about that. I don't want that brought into this now. Thank you.
I know you normally have your commercial people call on Fridays.
Yes, I know. This is just not good timing. Really.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, I wanted to talk about this. So
I have to delete that out.
Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I understand the dumping of food, but why would you let them... rain on your parade.
Hey, fraternity ritual, there are a lot of them that did that. For some reason, that was very popular. Not my fraternity, but it was popular among some of the other ones.
You know, as a kid, what I used to read a lot? You read those little golden books?
Oh, yeah, that was wonderful. I usually read them before bed or a shower.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Hello there.
Who am I on the air with?
You're on the air with Don and Mike.
Oh, hi. I wanted to tell you that I love your show and today...
Phyllis Diller calling.
Pardon?
Go ahead, ma'am.
We said a lovely woman on the telephone.
Today you have had me in stitches. I have been rolling on the floor. This has got to be one of the very best shows you've ever done.
Thank you, darling.
Thanks so much. And what's your brand of cigarette?
Marlboro Light 100.
Very good, yeah. Darling.
Right on.
Don't get that as much as we used
Which
to.
Of the Golden Girls do you most resemble?
Probably B. Arthur.
Right on.
But
hey.
You know what? When I was 20, I resembled Audrey Hepburn.
Oh wow.
Me too.
I deteriorated.
I grew out of it, though.
What, you get attacked by a tiger?
Don and Mike show.
Long trip.
Hi. I just wanted to say that either they're going to have the most beautiful hair after this hair treatment, or they're going to have to shave their heads.
This is true.
Yeah,
I don't think there's going to be any in-between on that.
You know, we were talking about the power of Vegas. Everybody loves Vegas. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, are they making old school, too?
Are they? Yeah. You know, I think they are making old school, too.
Remember Vince Vaughn didn't sleep with the girl? Now, do you think he would do it now in old school, too?
Oh, you mean it with Alicia Cuthbert?
He sleeps with her. They pass out together.
Yeah, but he doesn't.
So he doesn't consummate it, and
yeah,
they wake up
would.
In the morning and he finds out.
Yeah, sure he would, of course. Hello. Who wouldn't? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I just want to be around when those guys on Saturday night, the maggots start growing in their hair and stuff like that.
Oh. Guys, you realize what you're in for. Ed and Chris, you understand this. Okay?
And, of course, you know, if it is unbearable, I mean, that's it. You'll be out of the running.
All right, Ed, if you'd come over here, I'll do your signing first. And it's got to be, Robbie, something on...
It would have to be like, I would do it this way. Here, so it's on the tape and on his face.
So it's by his right ear.
Very good.
That's where I'll be. Okay, so I'll write like this. B-O-N. And then I'll draw a little Batman logo.
Ah, very nice. Batman. Nice touch.
There you go. Now, Beth Ann, let's get a picture of this so we can make sure when he comes on Monday, it looks exactly the same. And now, Chris, come on over, and I'll do the same for you. And then, Mike, let's send Ed over to Mike.
Okay.
And here's a Sharpie for you, Mike. Do you want purple or green?
Why don't you give me green?
There you go. Take green.
All right.
And Chris, I'll write something. Boy, now, he's got facial hair, Rob. What do you think about this?
Right.
Where should I write on this?
You can do it between his eye right there,
okay.
I think.
All right, here you go. All right.
You're
getting the plastic in the way.
Dude, I'll draw Batman for you too, right here.
Any seepage, Mike? Anything leaking out?
Nothing's sleeping, but I'm trying to get it up.
Yeah. And let me write the date. What is it? It's 5/20/05. There you go, Beth Ann. Get some photos here of what I've done to Chris.
They look like head injury patients now.
They do. And what's great is that we are signing the tape that is holding the plastic bag over their maggot-infested head. And our signatures are not only on the tape, they're also on the guys' faces.
Wow. Impossible to forge.
You think that's all right?
Not even Rob could forge.
Rob,
well, maybe.
Yeah.
See,
right.
Yeah. See, Mike, that's your trademark.
Okay.
You know, I drew Batman, you drew the four-leaf clover.
Yeah, the shamrock, right.
Okay, and now let's get Chris.
All right.
Mike will draw on Chris as well. And I dated mine as well, Mike, all the way on the back.
Wow.
And you know what's great?
Like what? Factory sealed.
I see some seepage.
Seepage?
There's a little bit of seepage over here.
Not surprised.
Some seepage. Yeah.
All right, let me
keep writing, Mike.
It. You got it? NBA, we got the pictures of this? Guys, again, we want to thank Jeopardy because you're playing for the trip for two to Vegas.
Wow.
And your vacation is courtesy of Jeopardy. Watch Jeopardy for the Ultimate Tournament of Champions. See who is going to beat Ken Jennings. Jeopardy weekdays at 7:30 on Washington's ABC 7.
You missed two words in the copy there. It was to death.
Oh, beat Ken Jennings to death.
That's right.
Do you think this is the demographic that Jeopardy's looking for?
At this point, Chris and Ed, we say to you, good luck. See you Monday. Be
gentlemen,
here.
You've been wonderful contestants, and I wish you both could win, but unfortunately there will only be one champion in this game.
Be here Monday at 3 o'clock. Do not touch your head. Do not touch your hair over the weekend.
Any parting words? Any words for our audience?
How about Ed first? Ed, what do you got to say? Are you in it to win it, dude? What's happening?
I'm in it to win it.
Wow.
Thanks so much, Ed. Okay, Chris.
Chris, what do you have to say, my friend?
Hey, almost bumped into
support our troops.
Support our troops.
There you go.
Very nice. Very good.
Chris is the early favorite.
Chris is the early favorite.
Yeah. Sleep well. Have a nice weekend.
Chris is the early favorite because he said support our troops. Yeah, and even though he's unemployed like the other guy, at least he doesn't live with his mom.
Yes. Well, with that, I think we might have to wonder if he's doing this of his own free will.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
What the guys, if you sign underneath where they're going to be sweating when it's fade?
Well, yeah, it'll fade, but we'll be able to tell, especially with the Sharpie.
Listen, this is really why you'll want to, although I send traffic to our website all the time, you will want to check out our website this weekend to look at the pictures, because we'll have the after pictures on Monday. What, Joey, what do you got going on?
I was just thinking that if
Joe.
They both show up on Monday with the things on, it is a trip for two. They can both go together.
Oh, that's Joe's soft side.
Thank you, Joe. What, Rob?
I was going to say, that's what's up.
We're all really still dealing with the effects of coon urine here.
Yes, I'm afraid I'm dealing with my own delay today. I was going to say that we will need the website. We'll be able to compare, even if it's faded, it's something really noticeable that was drawn on their heads.
Yeah.
They won't be able to find it.
I trust those two guys.
Not me.
I trust them. They're dumb enough to come down here and do this thing and stick with it. Look at all the other people.
I don't know. They may try to outwit you.
You even have that one guy, Andrew, who was originally going to stick with it. And then the prize is Kevin James tickets?
Yeah, and he went, nope, I'm out.
He says, I'm out.
Right.
Game, you're out, you're in.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Buzz.
Hey, we get jokes, Buzz.
That's good.
You're in luck. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
You're in the money.
You're in control this weekend.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hi there, what can we do for you?
Yeah, what if they both bail this weekend? Would they have to have somebody verify the time and the day?
No.
If they both bail?
They're out. If they both bail, they're out.
If they both bail, then we will have a drawing of the seven people who went through the 3 hours today and then bailed out.
Good.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Well, Robbie?
I think if they bail, you should give this slut the trip.
I love Don and Mike show.
That's what she wanted to hear. So there you go. Have a nice weekend.
Oh, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I got to talk to Don and Mike.
Yes, you're...
Thank you!
You're talking to us.
I'm sorry?
Turn your radio down.
Thank you! It is down.
Yeah, well, you're talking to us right now.
I am. Hey, would you like to pet my woolly mammoth?
I don't even know what... All of that just for that. I don't have today...
It meant so much to him, though.
I don't have the intestinal fortitude to take out the book.
Yeah, it's been...
It's just not in me today.
It's been exhausting.
Thank God I had my acupuncture. How have you done the show without acupuncture?
Buzz Burbank. Going to his studio saved my life today. When I was over there, that would have killed me. That would have killed me today.
It's still nice here.
The acupuncture and the Thai. It sounds like I'm saying thigh massage, but I'm a lisper. The Thai massage. My Thai massage.
I think we really have been affected by this urine in the studio.
Who hasn't been?
We've been breathing this stuff for 4 hours.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, I would like to buy them a steak and a beer at Hank's Look Around.
All right, enough. You know what? Nobody brings it up until we get the guys with urine in their hair. So shut up.
Friday, it's always your day. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Mike?
What?
Hi, Dad.
Hi.
It's me, little Mikey Hemphill.
Who is this? Oh, Mike Hemphill.
Hi, Dad.
My child was Shirley Hemphill.
Oh, yeah,
I forgot to tell you, he's grown up right now.
Oh, MJ, Mike Jr.
How are you, son?
Is this the guy that really, is it the guy that we used to say looked like? Do you remember the guy?
Yeah, the guy used to come to appearances.
This is not that guy. You're not
like the redhead.
You're not a fat guy with red hair, are you?
No.
He wouldn't look like that at all. He would look actually more like Corey. Yes, Swimming Paul Abdul.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Or Sinbad.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
In the movie Old School, it's not Vince Vaughn that doesn't sleep with a girl. It's Luke Wilson.
Oh
yeah.
Correct. Hold on, dude. You want a prize? You want a prize?
Heck yeah.
Where are you calling from?
Lodi, California.
Shut up, dude.
Lodi.
The guy had it right. Okay, Tower Records gift card. Tower Records and Tower.com. Entertain yourself. Enjoy it. Rob, the guy had the information correct.
I didn't care for his tone.
That's the end of it all.
Fine. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Hold on a second.
I hate being the listener's friend.
It's the Lodi delay that guy had, too. You want a prize? Heck yeah!
I thought he was great. And we'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
And in my club, I will splash the pot whenever the f*** I please.
The Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, The Best of Don and Mike.
Well, there we are. Here I am. The water's just getting higher and higher on me today. I'm your host, the legendary Joe Arndinger, with you on this fine Tuesday afternoon. On the East Coast, we're underwater. So, might as well kick back, open a beer, and listen to the best of Don and Mike. Now, in the last segment, they pretty much wrapped up that game that Smear Factor. That's right. Hold on. Gotta turn the water down a little bit. Anyway, Smear Factor wrapped up. The guys went home for a weekend, and they've come back. So let's jump forward to Monday afternoon. It's the finish up of the Smear Factor on the best of Don and Mike.
Yeah, before we can do anything else on today's show, we've got two contestants left from Friday's Smear Factor.
They're both still in. They're both still in there?
Hope you got a chance to go to the web this weekend and see the pictures of these guys.
Oh, my God.
Now, when you think about it, and I had quite a few people over the weekend say to me things like, have you thought about what it would be like, what it's doing to these guys' hair, even though nothing toxic has been put in these gentlemen's hair? All of this different stuff, the food stuff that's going to go bad, the rot, the fish head.
Yeah, and the coon urine.
The coon urine. Two guys were left after Friday's show.
Wow.
For Smear Factor.
Brave souls.
We have decided that rather than put them through an additional God knows how many days.
Yeah, the one guy said he'd be able to go till June 1st.
We've come up with a solution.
Right.
They're both here now. Would you please bring in Chris Chamberlain? Chris Chamberlain.
Is he the first contestant?
Yeah, we got them in separate rooms, and we've got an extraordinary announcement to make.
Neither contestant. Come right in.
Here
passed away over
there,
the weekend.
Here is Chris. Now,
how's that head?
Take a look at him. Step up to the mic, Chris.
Oh,
welcome back after a beautiful few days off.
Here's the deal. I'd forgotten about it. I really had. And man, I mean, you had to do that all weekend. How does it feel up there?
Pretty gross.
Pretty gross. Yeah.
Now, have you had anybody smell under, or at least smell the bag?
No, I live by myself. Although I had to go to the Giant on Saturday, I think I got some weird looks.
Yeah, I would expect so. God, I'd clear. If I had my kids in the grocery store, you walked in, I'd get them out to the car.
Now, the stuff that's in your head, as far as you can tell, in your hair, in your scalp, can you tell? Do you remember? And I'm getting a whiff of it now already. Can you tell us what's in there?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Ketchup.
Yes.
Mayonnaise.
Yes.
Salsa.
Yes.
Dog food.
Dog food.
Then there was also the beef tongue.
Beef tongue, right. Yes.
Beef tongue. Then there's the gefilte fish.
Right.
The finger paint. Then there's the piece of sardine that we rubbed off.
Yeah, right. Big ones, big sardines.
And
coon spray.
The coon spray.
Coon urine spray.
Yes.
And you've been all weekend.
All weekend.
Have you wondered about Ed?
Yes. I have wondered about Ed. That he's my competition.
Yeah, that's
have
right.
You thought about the fact that you said, are you the guy that said you'd go till June?
Yes.
You are the guy that said you'd go till June.
Wow. June 1st.
It's May 23rd. Would you really go? I mean, it's a trip to Vegas. It's a great trip, but dude, right. It's just a trip to Vegas.
No, especially since I'm going to hopefully go back to my old job June 1st. So.
Ah. But you could make it to June 1st if you had to. Or the day before.
It depends on Ed.
Right.
Now, can we get a good look at your head? Would you come over here by my side for just a second? I want to make sure that it's... Now, don't get so close. Just turn around a little bit.
Close, but not too close.
I can see all of the crap still in his head, yes. Mike, still in his hair.
Right.
It's all been sealed, and the tape does not appear to have been moved or altered.
No, it hasn't been.
My signature, your signatures... are in fact intact. We can tell you right now that without a doubt, Ed has a problem on his hands.
Really?
You have a bandana made out of tape that has no markings on it at all. You didn't touch it all weekend, did you?
The closest I came is because I would get a fishy smelling discharge emanating from the borders and tape, so I would have to get, you know, paper towels and wipe around the edge.
Yes. But in no way did you cut yours at all.
There.
Let me ask you a question. Mike, would you feel that Ed would be disqualified from the competition if Ed had, in a moment of just can't stand it anymore, if he had just pulled at the tape a little bit, put it back?
Like pulled it off and rubbed it or scratched or something?
Yes, and put it back.
I wouldn't consider that to be a disqualification.
How would you feel, Chris?
I would think it would be a disqualification because, I mean, the objective is not to move. That's why I was signed. That's where we are hermetically sealed.
How much did he move the tape? Did the other guy move the tape?
We'll bring him in. He moved it a lot.
The seal was broken.
Well,
if you're stacking it up against Chris.
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
You know,
let me make a call back to the
Dagnabbit.
Because really, I'm looking at Chris, and I can see where I signed, where you signed, Don, where your magic marker line is completely intact.
That's not been touched.
It hasn't been budged.
Are you excited to see Ed?
I'm curious.
Hello, Ed?
Yes?
It's Don and Mike. We're here with Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
Chris doesn't know where you are. He doesn't know where you are, Ed.
He doesn't know where I am?
No. Ed, tell him where you are.
I'm sitting at home right now, looking for the show.
Why are you sitting at home, dude?
Because I took that thing off as soon as I left.
Oh, that means that Chris.
That's right.
You are going to Las Vegas.
He's the big winner.
Wow.
He's the big winner.
He took it off as soon as he left.
Oh, wow.
And you stuck with it all weekend.
All weekend.
Oh, my God.
All weekend long.
Wow, you got us all. You had us all going. I didn't know where you were going. I thought he was down in the green room and we were going to see if he moved it an inch or so. You know?
No, I guess Beth Ann got a hold of him sometime over the weekend, and he said, oh, I can't stand it. I had to take the thing off. Ed, what is it that made you take your smear factor head wrap off?
Well, I started thinking about Chris. He was 34, living by himself, single. I realized I'd be doing the same thing he would over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
And just kind of scared me.
So you just decided, I mean, how soon after you got home did you take it off?
Well, I headed towards Route 50. As soon as I got to the light at 50, I turned right around.
Oh, my God. Oh,
that's like within 10 minutes of leaving the station.
Wow.
Now, did you just leave it on the side of the road?
Actually, I left it in your parking lot because I came back and tried to let you guys know so you could, let Chris know on the air or something so you didn't have to spend the weekend with it. But I couldn't get a hold of you again.
Well, I'm kind of glad that, that Chris spent the weekend because he really earned his prize.
Sure did.
Yeah, he did.
He did. Ed, I'm sure Chris would be curious about this, although he's had the junk in his hair 2 days longer than you. What do you smell in your fingers for, Chris?
He just rubbed his temple. That's about as gross as it gets.
It just happens. Like,
it seeps out?
A little trickle, and then it's just rotten fish.
It's still wet over there. Yeah. Oh, I'm getting it over here a little bit.
Ed, when you got home, I understand that you dumped the stuff here in the radio station parking lot. When you got home, what did your hair smell like? What did it look like? And more important, how is it now, 3 days later, even though you took the stuff off after 4 hours?
Well, it's perfectly fine now, but I didn't go straight home. I stopped off at the first hair salon I found and got shampooed.
You went into a hair salon and let the people in the salon deal with it?
That's brave.
Oh, my God. What the hell was the reaction when you did that?
They didn't speak English very well, but
all the shock,
all the better.
The smell.
Wow. Go into a foreign hair shop. I'm sure whatever they were babbling, they were out of their mind.
They were cooking kimchi, and it just didn't matter.
Wow. Boy, that's like eating that duck.
You know, depending on who knows, you could have gone in and they could have thought you had dinner on your head.
You know, wow.
You go into the right barber shop.
That's incredible. So it was so gross you didn't want to put your fingers through your hair.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
All right, Ed. Well, we'll have a consolation prize for you. Ed, thanks very much. And, see you later, loser.
All right, thanks a lot.
Okay,
bye,
thank you, dude. Thank you very much.
Yeah. And that's Chris, that's pretty awesome for you.
That's Ed and Chris. That means, in fact, you've won the Jeopardy grand prize trip, airfare to Las Vegas, including first-class hotel.
Ooh.
Tune into Jeopardy this week, the ultimate tournament of champions. Let me see. Oh, they want us to tell you that tonight that nerd Ken Jennings is on,
mm-hmm.
and he's joined by equal nerd Jerome Verred and equal nerd Brat Rutter. Apparently, these are names that mean something to nerds.
Yeah.
Jeopardy weeknights at 7:30 on ABC7.
Chris, have you ever been to Las Vegas?
Never.
Oh, you're in for a treat.
You are. Yeah. Are you dying to get that thing off your head?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Here's what we'd like to do. Take a couple of minutes, get you downstairs in the area by the parking garage.
Yeah, outside.
We're getting a microphone hooked up down there. We're going to have our correspondent, Joe Artinger, and his assistant, Beth Ann McBride, down there with the microphone.
Very good.
For the unveiling of what your head looks like now, 3 days later, and the shampooing and then the hosing.
Ah, very good.
How nice.
You'll be shampooed and hosed. Are you prepared for that, Chris?
I'm prepared for the hosing.
You're ready for the hosing?
I brought an extra shirt this time, too.
Ah, good man. Good move.
Congratulations, Chris. I do believe that you would have gone until June 1st. Now, I know you said you live by yourself.
Yes.
Do you have any friends at all? Do you have anybody that you ran this dumb idea by?
Yes, actually, the best was my father. He called Friday night, and
he must be very proud.
And all he had to say was, "Well, I'm not worried about your hair. What about scalp conditioning?"
Yeah, do you feel like maybe there was any maggotry up there? Is there you feel any movement up there at all?
Only when the stuff would move around, kind of when I'm lying down, because I feel it migrating.
Oh, yeah, now, hold on. What was your sheets and your pillowcases like?
I have several old pillowcases that I'm just going to throw away.
You got to throw them away.
Do they smell like, well, obviously they smell like your head.
And I think I should going to have to air my house out a little
bit. Yeah, well, you're looking pretty ripe, and it's getting a little ripe in here right now. Yeah.
Now, have you showered?
I took baths.
And the only trip out was to the grocery store? That's the only trip you made?
That's it. Although Friday night, a friend of mine, after I ran this by him, he actually said, "Hey, well, let's go to Hank's Look Around Cafe." And I figured your bounces would just throw me out.
Look Around Cafe.
That's right. Well, if I'd been there, you would have stayed.
When you went to the grocery store, did you have a ball cap on?
I put a do-rag on, so I looked even crazier.
That is great.
Do-rag. Okay, Chris, what can I say? Chris Chamberlain, you're the man. Congratulations again. You've won the trip to Las Vegas. You've made this contest great, an over-the-weekend contest.
Mm-hmm.
Go downstairs and get that crap out of your hair.
Thank you, sir.
Consider a conditioner.
Pleasure doing business.
Good job, Chris. Congratulations. There he goes.
There's your stylist, Helen McBride.
Take care, Chris. Nice job, you mallet head.
She'll take you downstairs. Are you getting some of the odor from him just having been in the same room?
And he has that, you know what he has? He has that sick look, like you guys had the flu for the weekend. I wonder how many, maybe one bath, is that what he took over the weekend? Yeah. Who knows?
It doesn't really matter. No. He wasn't getting the part that smells.
Right. Like the guy going to the hair salon.
Everything about that is disgusting, but I think by far the worst is the fact that he would get trickles.
He'd get trickles.
Yeah.
And just when he was in here, he took his finger and like rubbed his temple
and
smelled it.
It's the equivalent of like a bandit, or even worse, if you've ever had a broken arm or a broken leg.
Right.
Not only when you get that itch going, but you just start digging around down there under a cast, and you come back and you smell that
cheese.
Your whole body smells like a foot.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Wow.
Good day to you, sirs.
Hello. We have a winner. Houston, we have a winner.
The other guy got to the light, the traffic light. That's what I would have done. Wow.
Now, in fairness, if we had known, we would have at least called that guy, Chris, and told him.
Sure. But it's kind of more fun to have. You know, you earned it. It's what we wanted them to do.
Earn it. Once Beth Ann found out, she sent me an email, and she said, "What do I do?" I said, "Tell the guy to come down Monday. Right? Come down Monday. Get his prize.
Come on in."
Besides, we got to see what's going on underneath that when he takes it off.
Played the game honorably.
Hello there.
Hey, I can't believe that guy went all weekend with that stuff. But what I was kind of hoping is that maybe you guys were going to play Let's Make a Deal with him or something and get him to go longer for what might be behind door number one.
I think there was really no need to adjust the contest. It was perfect. It stood on its own two feet.
And I think that guy, our winner, Chris, I'm pretty sure we could have said to him, we'll see you in a year.
Yes.
And he would have said, okay.
Sure. Now take off a finger.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
I think after that, and what a contestant he is, but I think after he gets his hair washed, I think he ought to get a visit from Floyd the Barber. What do you say, Mike?
You mean like cut his hair off?
No, I think the guy means like we could call him up here and do a wacky bit, Mike.
Is that what you're talking about?
He just wants to hear Floyd.
Well, I like to hear Floyd, too.
Maybe Floyd ought to give him a little pitch, yeah.
No.
You know what I think?
Sanchez. That's gross.
You know what I think would be fun is after all this is done, if this caller got a little visit from John Wayne Gacy. Killed him.
Hello. I don't think it's appropriate to talk about Andy Griffith characters with the passing of Ernest T. Bass.
Right? You're just showing off now, Mike. You're just showing off.
It's like salt is falling from the sky in every wound. As he rubs it in.
And you know what? Rob was right. We were talking about this before the show. I'd even give you more props if I didn't hate Ernest T. Bass because he's associated with the Darlins.
You didn't like the Darlins on Mayberry?
Whenever Andy and Mayberry's on and the Darlins are on, change-o, channel-o.
You have to admit that character of Ernest T. Bass was funny, though.
Nope.
Because you didn't think he was funny?
Too associated with the Darlins.
Love it. Great music.
You know what? You know the thing I like? It was the only character that added a real element of danger to the Andy Griffith show.
Because you never knew when he was going to go crazy and go rape somebody.
It could happen.
Ernest T.
Ernest T. Boy, you really do hate the Darlings.
It was a color.
There is never rape in Mayberry, Mike.
But in a color episode, he raped MB.
But Ernest T. Bass would come down from the mountains, and you know, and Andy would always go to see them, and he'd be real nervous about what to do. And that was the element of danger.
Stupid Darlings.
They were hillbillies.
Denver Pyle.
Dangerous hillbillies.
Oh, pox on him.
It was more actually, in reality, it was more dangerous than Emmett's back room.
Who was the father? Wasn't the father Uncle Jesse?
Yeah, it was Denver Pyle.
Denver Pyle.
That's who I just said. I hate the Darlings.
I didn't know that was his the actor's name.
Hello.
He confused me because there was a Gomer Pyle character.
Yes, right? And he was also on Andy of Mayberry, and he was okay.
Denver Pyle.
Even though he loves macadamia nuts, and I mean he loves the nuts, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
All the Darlin boys were played by the Dillards.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
And now you.
Don, Mike.
Yes, hello.
Hey, that guy Chris is a tard.
Is a tard?
Is a tard.
This is George from the contest also. I'm a tard, too, but I couldn't have stood to have that thing on my head for another second.
But he's going to be going to Las Vegas.
He's a tard that's going on a first-class trip to Vegas.
And you're not.
Does he have a job? How did he manage to keep that on there all weekend?
Does he have a job?
No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. Neither one of the guys were
he's
employed.
One of the great soon-to-be 7%.
And that's the key to winning any contest on the show. Be unemployed.
Be unemployed. You got all the time in the world.
Joe should be ready to talk back.
Oh, okay. Hold on a second. Let's go downstairs right now. For Joe Ardinger.
This music is killing me.
Well, Mike, it's a serious time on the show.
And now, he's about to be hosed.
Hello, Joe.
Joe Ardinger, come in, please. I saw Joe walking down to the basement, and he's probably on, like, the third step.
How long
right
ago did you see him walking down?
About 10 minutes ago.
Oh, Rob is up. Who are you calling?
Calling for the traffic lady, but he's...
There's Tony. Tony Diggs has made his way into the studio.
Hi, Tony. What's happening?
It's another great day where we...
How's it going, Tony?
It's going fine. I have him in the rec room. Do you have the right thing up on the board?
I don't know. Do we have...
I think so. Collector.
Well, let's check.
How are we doing on that streaming, Tony?
We'll look now.
your show's not long enough.
All right, we're checking it right now.
He's looking at all the stuff.
And it could be Joe...
Tony Diggs, our main man.
Yeah, were you on the phone with Joe, Rob?
No.
So he's looking at all the buttons. He's making sure
here
all...
Here comes Beth Ann. We're all in here now. Why? Who's down? Who's downstairs?
Boy, it smells like Christmas morning in here now with all these people in here after that crappy food.
Christmas morning.
You know, it smells like people.
I know.
Like too many excited people in a room at one time.
Hi, the B-side of news.
Hi, B-A.
Bye.
B-A. Helen, what do you need?
Helen!
What's happening, Helen?
I'm here. I've seen what's going on.
It's hot. You know what? It's hot. You just walked in the room.
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
How many?
There's Joe.
How many days?
Thank you, Tony.
How many days in a row have you been wearing those corduroy pants now?
Jeez. Four. I don't wear them on the weekend.
4 days.
They're my work pants.
I wear a nice, sensible sundress.
Yeah, Beth Ann? Is it too much to ask that one day you'd wear a dress to work? Have you ever worn a dress to work?
Yeah, not here.
So you.
Wildery.
So you've been here a year.
Grammar school.
How about a week of dresses for spring?
If you buy them, I'll wear them.
No, how much per dress? What's the allowance if you want?
Here's the thing.
$30
a dress. That's $150.
I'll pay for that if you'll wear them for a week.
I will.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Good.
Okay.
Done. When does it start?
See you at the dress barn.
Huh? Whatever
you want. Tomorrow. Tomorrow.
Come over here, my lady.
Darling.
Yeah?
You need to be in a dress.
Why?
Because you're a girl. You're a girl. You need to be in a dress.
The compromise is now that we have Joe, we don't have Buzz.
What do you mean?
They were sharing a fader on the
board. What are you doing? Are you doing the joke again that Buzz is dead?
No. Buzz is with us, but...
I've just given Beth... Excuse me, Rob. I'm handing out cash. I've just given Beth Ann the cash, and she is going to go... Buy a week's worth of dresses.
Can it start Monday?
Uh-oh. No, it has to start tomorrow.
I have to go shopping here.
No. Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Don't show up for work tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. with curlers.
Go out tomorrow morning, come into work a little later,
come into work.
Treat yourself. Don't give me back the money.
Beth Ann,
Monday.
Take the money.
Monday.
Get yourself something pretty.
Monday.
Get yourself something pretty.
Malls are open until 9.
So buy yourself a nice dress. Come on, show up to work tomorrow in a dress. Thank you.
Enjoy yourself. Get out of here.
Just buy one.
Sometimes you just have to be firm.
Just buy one.
God, for God's sake.
Something frilly.
It is 150 degrees in here.
It is.
Why?
The air conditioner was not working this weekend. I'm sure they thought it was working.
Sexy.
See, it's the timing. See, normally Mother Nature is throwing 90-degree days at us at this time of year, so the air conditioning is, I think, on a timer to go out.
Exactly.
To go on the fritz.
Joe?
Yes.
Ah. Here he is, everybody, joining us from down in the parking garage in the bowels.
You know, this would also be a good week to have Joe in his suit.
Yeah, I'm not paying for that.
I know, but he owes us one.
Hey, Joe?
Sure.
You're going to wear a suit this week?
Will you wear a suit this week?
Yeah.
How about a bow tie?
It'd have to be a clip-on.
That'd be fine.
That'd be all right.
Like a Pee Wee Herman suit would be handy.
Well, I don't have a gray suit. I have a blue suit.
You have a blue suit?
Mm-hmm.
You wear a red bow tie?
Sure.
Joe, you got the prison hose down there?
I was moved over closer to the equipment, but yes, the hose is out.
And is our big winner, Chris, ready to unveil whatever he's got doing down there?
No, he's not here yet.
Oh, he's not there yet.
Where is he?
I don't know.
Okay, I'll come back to you. I'm going to turn this. I think it's a better use of the switch to turn it back over to the one where there's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Dynamite.
Hi.
Buzz, do you know where Chris is?
No, I really don't. I'm guessing he's dead.
I didn't know.
Did you buy a new necklace?
No, actually, it was a gift.
Oh, right.
I didn't know it was either or that we had to talk to either Joe or to Buzz.
Buzz.
Hi.
This is the crazy way the equipment is.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful necklace, Buzz.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I like it a lot.
Hey, guys.
There.
Hey.
Oh. Hey, Bobby.
What? Hello.
Hey, guys. Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, Tom Gavin.
Tom.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, how you doing?
Thank you.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, how's Tom. It going?
Good. Hey, Bobby.
Hello.
Yeah,
hello?
Tom. What, Tom?
Hey,
what?
Bob.
What?
I saw your friend, Justin Stark up in Vienna.
Oh, that's great. There you are.
Hey, Joe.
Hello?
Joe. Hello, Joe.
I like the fishies. What do you like?
Hi.
No.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Tom.
Where's Charlie?
He's not here today.
Yes, he is.
Hey, Tom.
Yes.
Tom.
Yes.
Charlie is here. Because
Charlie.
Because Mike is Charlie. Oh. Stew on that. Stew on that, you tardy.
Oh, stop.
Wow.
Stop.
Call the tooth fairy. Call the tooth fairy about that one.
Hey, Jack, you got the... You got the hose ready?
Shut up, Tard.
Watch it.
Stop it. It's the beginning of a week.
Watch it.
I don't feel like coddling God's waiting room here.
Hey, Joe. You got the hose ready?
Hey, Tard. Joe ain't here. He's downstairs.
Oh. Watch it.
Watch it. Right. That's right,
Tard.
Right.
Watch it, guys.
Wait.
What?
You have flustered him. Listen,
yes.
You've
and he me.
I know.
I'm sorry. No. The ugly truth comes out. I can cuddle him no more. Tom, I'll tell you something. Every time you've called and said, "Where's Charlie?" He's always sitting in the room. I'm always looking right at him.
He knows that.
I know. There's Charlie right there.
He knows that. I've done it to his face. It's not like the big revelation.
Yeah.
It isn't.
It's not a given, though.
But he still likes Charlie.
Yes, yes he does.
He's not.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Tom. La, la, la. La, la, la.
Hey, Tom. Who is that talking? Who is that was just talking to you?
Charlie.
No. Who was it really?
Mike.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go. Roar.
I don't know.
Yes, now stop it. Stop it, you.
Stop
be
what?
Nice. Be nice to Tom.
Yeah, be nice to me. Hey, Buzz.
Yeah, hey, Buzz.
Hey, Tommy.
Yeah, be nice to me. Hey, Buzz.
How are you, buddy?
There you go. Hey, you still smoking those weed things?
There you go. You still smoking those weed things?
Let's say no.
The present we gave you.
Uh-huh.
That's what? It.
It's
the
hot in here.
He gave you.
It is getting so hot.
Thank
in
you
here.
For that present, Tom.
Tired dog. I'll go tired dog.
Oh, stop it.
Tom, do you like candy?
Yeah.
Like sweet tarts?
No.
Oh, dear. Now double team him. That's nice. What brave souls.
What's that? What
bravery.
Thank you, Rob. Listen to Rob.
Yeah, listen to Rob.
Listen to Rob.
What about Pop-Tarts? You ever like those?
When can I come in?
How about tomorrow?
How about never?
Watch it.
Hey, Tom, do you speak any Spanish?
No.
Buenos tardes.
Oh,
Buenos tardes.
He's having fun. Roar!
Roar!
Oh, goddamn.
Oh, goddamn.
Yeah, hey, goddamn it. All right, Tom.
Goddamn it.
Love you, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
What?
You know how they punish people in the Old West?
What?
They'd have them tarred and feathered.
Okay. No, they don't. They have peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah, that's right. Goddamn it.
Goddamn it.
You got it in there, Tom.
Goddamn it, Tom.
Goddamn it,
Oh, we're having fun now, aren't we, Tom?
Yeah, we are.
Yes, we are.
Why?
Oh, Tom.
Oh,
you okay?
Oh, no.
You okay, buddy?
Yeah,
oh, dear.
He's fine.
He's okay.
I hope you don't get tartbergliosis.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Well, it's easy, as Three Dog Night sang, it's easy to be tarred.
Watch it.
Watch it, see?
It's been a tarred day.
Watch
now.
Watch it.
Don't forget, when you're done with Tom, you might want to get in touch with Joe Tardinger.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, are you there?
No, he's not here right now.
Character.
Where is he at? He's down in the garage.
That's right.
That's right.
He's down in the garage.
He's down in the garage far, far away.
Where's my girlfriend, Beth
Ann? She might be down in the garage, too.
No.
You like Beth Ann?
Yes, I do.
Would you like to go out with her?
Yes.
What would you do on a date?
Go. Take away for dinner?
Yeah, what else, what after that?
Dinner? Dancing?
Yeah, what after that?
Do you want to see Star Tards?
Yeah.
A movie? Me too. I love it.
I like to take away to dancing and bring it back and have sex.
Dancing?
That's an evening.
How about that old Darth Tard? He's something. He's a mean guy.
Watch it.
He's catching on.
Watch it, guys.
You think so?
Watch it. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, let me just say this to you, Tom. Last thing, really. Yeah. Whatever you do in life, keep good time. Because I'd hate for you to be tardy.
Sorry.
Watch it.
Oh, no, that's a winner.
Yep.
Give me that one. That's a winner, Rob.
That's a winner, Rob.
Tardy.
It's solid. God damn it, Tom.
Tom says it's a winner.
What?
God damn it, Tom.
Yes.
God damn it, Tom.
God damn it, Don.
God yeah. damn it, Tom.
God damn it.
It's fun to say, isn't it, Tom?
It is fun to say.
Oh, no.
Tom, I didn't mean that stuff I was saying to you.
Watch.
He doesn't trust.
We're just having fun.
He doesn't trust. I'm terribly sorry.
I'd like to come in and be on the show.
Well, Tom, you're on the show right now.
Yep.
Got you there.
Hey, wait, Charlie. Hey, Charlie. Wake up.
Tom?
Yeah?
Do you ever call Bill O'Reilly?
No.
You should.
No, I don't know his number.
We'll get it to you.
No, I'm the only one who calls. I can't call on other people's shows. I call on y'all's show.
Ah, that's right.
Would you give him a waiver for O'Reilly?
Sure. He calls O'Reilly every day.
I'll give you the hotline to call Bill O'Reilly.
Be okay with us.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. You having fun, Tom?
Yeah, I'm having fun.
Good.
Hey, Charlie.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Nothing, man. What are you doing?
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Hey, where's Mike's McLaren Cafe?
How about lunch?
Lunch.
Let's have lunch.
When?
Let's do lunch.
Let's do lunch.
Yeah.
Hey.
You and me.
Hey, let's talk. Let's change the topic. Let's talk about football. How about Vince Lombardi? He was my favorite NFL coach. Vince Lombardi.
Vince Lombardi.
Vince Lombardi.
Vince Lombardi.
Vince Lombardi.
Today I had lunch and sex with Beth Ann.
Watch it.
Watch it.
Chef Boy Tardy.
Jeff Tardy.
Jeff Tardy.
Jeff Tardy.
Jeff Tardy.
Jeff Tardy.
Did you go to the movies lot, Tom?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen The Whole Nine Tards?
No.
That's a good one.
Oh, and Adam Sandler, his new movie.
What's that?
The Longest Tard. Classic rock band. Now they're all coming to me, the Tard Birds.
Watch it.
Over under sideways Tard.
Oh, dear.
Oh,
Tom.
Dear.
Oh, Tom.
Hello,
Tom.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Charlie.
He's not here anymore.
Where'd he at?
He left.
Tom. No, he did not.
He left. He left the room.
That's right, Tom. He's,
he left the room.
Now, Tom, you
he
know.
He doesn't want to go to hell.
Where's Satan at?
Oh.
Where is he at?
You've been talking to
Satan. He's in here, believe me.
Hey, Satan.
Hey, Satan, where you at?
He's wound up.
Hey, where's Satan at?
Whoa, now I'm getting scared.
Oh, where's Satan? I want to do that.
Tom, we don't want to pull out Satan on a good-looking Monday.
Don't go there.
Don't go there.
Are you Satan?
Don't go there, man.
Don't go there, man.
Satan?
Yes.
Where is he?
I thought you were Satan.
No, you are.
No, you are.
No, you are.
Imagine.
Oh, he's riffing now, isn't he?
Oh,
are you putting that on Tom's voice?
No, Mike.
Oh, it's you. There's Satan, Tom.
There's Satan.
How's God's little reject today? Satan, I'm going to kick your goddamn ass. Oh, you're making him sound like me. I'm going to kick your ass.
Oh, my. Can he hear it on the phone like that?
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, Tom, I have news for you.
What?
I am your father.
Ooh.
No, you're not.
Not on the processor.
Mike, we are sending it down the line like that, whether or not he's hearing it.
Right.
Yeah.
A different figure.
Roar.
He actually hears it like that.
Yes.
How many times have I told you, don't be tardy? I'm going to kick your ass, Satan.
That's a threat, Satan.
Hey, Tom, don't drop the F-bomb.
Oh, this is too much.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. 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 Hey, Tom.
This is really...
Tom,
this is the exorcist right here.
It's me gone. Really, we've got to go to break now. Can we stop fooling around? Watch it. Tom. Hey, Tom, let's drop the crap for a second. Let me talk to you broadcaster to broadcaster. Tom, stop talking in that funny voice. We've got to take a commercial break, dude. Okay.
Is
Tom going to take us to break?
Yeah, Tom, take us to break, kids. John and Mike going to break.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Ladies, what are you beating your gums about?
The Don and Mike Show.
Like corn, enjoy it a second time. Second time. The best of Don and Mike.
That's right. It's the best of Don and Mike, and we've got a lot to get to in a little bit of time today. So let's jump right back into it. We're going to finish up the smear factor on the best of Don and Mike.
Joe, let me ask you a question, though, without putting you on the spot.
Okay.
The second email you sent me this weekend?
Yes, I was drunk.
Thank you.
Very good.
Joe.
I was blissfully drunk.
Yeah, I could tell. It's real long.
Yeah,
real long-winded.
I guess the fact that it came at 1:30 in the morning was a giveaway.
That would be the tip-off.
Happy drunk, Joe.
Very happy. Joe, very happy with his job, very happy with his place in life.
Oh, very good.
Very drunk, and just drilling it all into the keyboard. I get up on Sunday morning.
Did you drink and type?
Yes, I did.
Well, thank you for the kind words, Joe.
Sure.
And let's see. Here he is now downstairs with Chris, the guy that won the smear factor.
We're all set. Chris has shampoo. He got his own bucket to put water in.
He's got his own bucket?
And the hose is running, and he's still got the hat on, so he's ready to take his ass out.
Hold on. Let me get the millionaire music back in then for just a second.
Okay.
And we got someone down there with the camera, so we'll have the pictures up on the website. Now, Joe, without further ado, let's remove the hair thing.
Okay. Go ahead. Remove the hair thing.
That was exciting.
Well, he's peeling it off, and we've opened up the dumpster because it will go right into the... Oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, now, Joe, tell us what you're seeing.
Okay.
You're the eyes and the ears and the nose of everybody.
His hair is all matted down. Everything that was put in his hair is still there, and it's turned into, like, waxy chunks. It looks like earwax.
Any sign of anything moving?
Nothing moving, but I can smell him. Right here.
Now, is he the guy that still had the fish head?
Yeah, he had the fish head right on top of his head.
Okay, he's holding the hose. So are we ready to...
Yes.
All right, go. Now, he's taking the hose. He's not put any shampoo in yet, but he's...
Can we hear the water?
Joe, let's hear the sound. Here we go.
Must be kind of chilly, I would think, down there.
It's raining out here, too.
Boy, nobody's got to go.
But I'm sure the water is quite cold, because it is the cold water.
You know, I thought the same thing when I heard that. It's got that quality to it, doesn't it?
Let's just hear that for a second. Maybe somebody's stuck on a gigantic backup right now.
Traffic more than you bargained for. Did you decide you'd go at home instead of the office, and now you're...
Okay.
Oh, he stopped the water.
Yeah, he's done with the first rinse. He's taking out the shampoo.
Let's hear him working his fingers through that hair.
All right, he's pouring it out, and he's getting ready to slather
it. Here we go. Wash that fish right out of my hair. I'm going to wash that coon urine right out of my hair.
Washing it up.
Somewhat erotic.
Yeah. Now it's smelling better.
That also happens in erotic situations sometimes. Now it's smelling better.
It does still smell, and the soap is now turning color.
Or you just ignore the smell.
Wax.
And that happens sometimes as well. Oh, no, it's not smelling better. It's smelling worse. It smells like earwax, as Joe said.
But I don't care.
Now he's rinsing again.
That's what I like to hear. Almost sounds like frying eggs.
And he's still got chunks. I mean, he's done the first shampoo, and there's little tiny sandy pieces of chunks that are still in there like dandruff.
I think the procedure here is to lather, rinse, and then repeat.
Yes, as necessary, Rob.
That's right. Thank you.
Rob suggests that you lather, rinse, and repeat.
Is he going to be using a conditioner?
Are you using a conditioner?
Mike, would you ask that again?
Are you going to be using a conditioner?
All right, now he's going for the second application of the shampoo.
Joe?
Yes.
Did you say he's going for the second application?
Yes, I did.
He's going for the second application. This is sometimes more earlier, difficult than the first application. Joe, what's happening now?
We're not getting much here, Joe.
He's getting ready to, he's rinsing again, and this shampoo isn't as nearly as brown, but he still has chunks of stuff in his hair that is probably never going to come out.
May we speak to Chris, please?
Sure. Well, hold on. He's rinsing.
Okay.
They want to talk to you, Chris.
Thanks, Aesop.
I'm telling a fable.
Yeah.
I'm learning a lesson.
Yeah. Why don't we have Hans Christian Andersen give the microphone to our contestant.
It's always kind of a silent A, too. Even though it's Aesop's Fables, it's like, it's not really like Aesop.
It's Aesop.
Right.
Aesop. Right.
It should be
Aesop. The A is silent.
What do you want to ask him?
What do you mean? I understand he doesn't have headphones on. Ask him how it feels to have most of the crap gone.
How does it feel to have most of the crap gone?
Delightful.
Tell him, please, to describe his scalp sensation right now.
Please describe your scalp sensation.
Kind of itchy. Where the tape and the goo converged around the rim of my scalp, it feels kind of weird. Skin feels all...
Has there been any hair loss?
No hair loss, but his scalp is a wee bit red.
Now, do you see chunks? I know, Joe, you saw chunks. Ask Chris if he can feel up in his hair and pull out...
That sounded dirty.
...chunks of the junk.
And is the chunk of the stuff they put in, or is the chunk of him?
I don't know. Chris, why don't you try to pull some of those chunks out if you can find
chunks
them?
Chunks of scalp.
Yes.
Sloughing off.
The body is rejecting itself. He's dead in a week.
I watched Men in Black over the weekend. He's like that guy that's the bug.
He got stuff under his fingernails. Now he's going for another application.
Oh, he got stuff under his fingernails.
Save it for later.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, do you think there's a chance he'll get any lather in his eye?
I don't think so, Rob.
Good.
Holding his head down.
That would sting.
All right, is he going for another lather?
Yes, he is.
Very good. And what is the brand of shampoo that's being used today?
Pantene.
Pantene. I always thought that was a dirty word.
Pantene?
Yeah, Pantene. You know, she showed me her Pantene.
How does it look, her Pantene? I mean, how does it look down there, his hair?
It's that kind of word.
Yeah.
It's getting better. Now he's got his head in the bucket, but he still has chunks all down around his neck area.
Okay, Joe, this is riveting.
Everything will work out if I can just get to the Pantene.
We have breaking news that it's just come across my desk. Memo to Don from everyone.
Yes?
Better to have Buzz's mics on than Joe's mics on. So, Joe, we bid you adieu.
Artinger out.
There you go. There he is from downstairs, and now...
A storyteller.
I flip the button, and then,
So long, Joe.
Even though Buzz has been here,
yes,
you couldn't hear his microphone because his microphone space had to be shared with Joe's.
I understand, because we have modern equipment here.
Yes. So says Johnny Pantene.
Pantene.
But thank you, Chris Chamberlain. He's the winner. I will have the pictures on DynamiteWebsites.com.
Man, you are a Pantene magnet.
There you go. That's the proper use of the word.
Yeah, that is. Yeah,
that is, absolutely.
Hey, let's go out this weekend and get some Pantene.
Hello, yeah. Donna Mike Show.
Score some Pantene.
Got some fine Pantene.
Thank God.
What was that? Hello? What?
Thank God for liter bottles and pulling over by the side of the road.
Oh, I see what he's saying.
You got ill today?
No, he's referring back to what that water sound
was. Right. Yep,
right.
We forget that.
Gotcha.
The delay in the whole thing.
Thank you, my friend.
Should have thought of that before you left the house.
There's a word for those bottles that truckers use. I forget.
It's gross.
No, but they toss them out.
Ambi.
And then there's a road. They're like a
Pantene.
No, it's different than that. Right. Some sort of like, I think they might call it a sunshine cocktail.
I put my Pantene in the bottle.
Oh. Make sure you put the cap on tight.
That's right. You don't want anybody getting a peek at your Pantene.
You know, that's gross.
And hella Pantene.
I've had to go plenty of times when I'm driving.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not making any comments here. I shouldn't be in a porno movie. But there's no way that I could do it. Can I see your water bottle, Mike?
What are you going to do with it?
Nothing. I promise. It will not be approaching my bottle. Okay. The standard water bottle?
Yes.
Can I? This is a 16-ounce Aquafina bottle?
Like a soft drink bottle.
Yeah. No way. I want to tell you something. I need the bigger mouth.
Oh, yeah.
I need...
That's handier.
I need me like a Gatorade bottle. Buzz, no, I'm telling you
but
something.
But with a proper aim.
No. Buzz,
uh-huh.
You know, I don't want to get totally... I don't want to totally get like that, but I just want to say, it doesn't work for me.
Oh, that's funny. For me, that's like going into a trash bucket. I got room on the side.
For me, the size is fine, but I keep puncturing the plastic with my stream. Like a laser.
You know, I just couldn't imagine. You're driving down the road. You know, if it's me, I always just pull off somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, and you're always safe, like if there's a gas station, a Holiday Inn, a Denny's, anything.
Yeah. When I'm moving down the road trying to loosen my load, I got seven women on my
women
mind.
How many women on your mind?
Yeah.
How many want to own you?
Two.
How many want to bone you?
Two.
How many think that they're friends of mine?
One says she's a friend of mine. One's a Pantene of mine.
You know what I say to you? Take it easy, dude. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don't let the sound of your own feelings drive you crazy.
When I was out on the road in a band this summer, we were traveling on a bus.
You know, I heard about that band. You got there's a new kid in town.
Nice. Well, anyway, you can't make a number cross, so yeah.
Well, okay. Bang.
Say no more.
We've immediately hipped to what you're saying to us.
I'm hot bagging.
Thank you.
That was Charlie Watts.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. I don't think Charlie Watts can go to the bathroom anymore.
He's probably got one of those tubes.
He's bagging all the time.
Dust.
I think it's like powdered sugar that comes out.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Charlie Watts. You know, Keith Richards has always gotten the rap for being the most frail, failing stone.
Oh, no.
When the fact is, you ever look at Charlie
sure.
Watts? Charlie Watts looks like he's Keith's father.
I watched the Stones at that press conference that they had to announce their tour. And you would think that Charlie Watts is the one that just came out of rehab, right? Mm-hmm. And he's supposed to be, allegedly, he's like the Richard Simmons of the night.
Right.
He's like the best in shape.
Sure,
he looks
right.
Like he's been dying since Steel Wheels in 89.
Absolutely.
16 years ago.
You got to hand it to Charlie Watts, though. I don't think he's ever done anything to alter himself.
No, I think.
Yeah, because you know Mick's dying his hair, and you got Keith definitely dying his hair.
Why mess with success?
Good old CW. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Chuck.
Hello.
Chuck Watts.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I've been a trucker for about 25 years, and one time when I first started, I used to work in the shop, and one Saturday morning, one of the mechanics was jacking up the cab to work out of it, and the driver's sunshine bottle opened up and fell right on Don's head.
Sunshine bottle. That's what it is.
Sunshine bottle.
The sunshine bottle.
Spread the sunshine.
You take the sunshine bottle out when you're not hot bagging.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing? I got a PP in the car story to tell about the 2-liter bottle.
All right, go ahead.
So I'm designated driver down to the Seaport Park at Potomac Mills Mall about a year ago, and my buddies are just binge drinking in the back while I'm driving. Full car. I got a Lincoln Town Car. I got five people in the car with me. They take turns passing the bottle back and forth. Each one fills it up consecutively, and they tend to pass it out the window. So they pass the bottle to each other, send it out the window, and spray the car behind them.
That's nice.
It's disgusting.
It's not good for your paint.
Were they doing it intentionally or just trying to get rid of the bottle?
No. In order for them to get it done, you know.
Dude, we had to hit the delay on you. We understand.
We understand the story.
We understand why they all filled the bottle.
It was necessity, not vandalism.
That's right.
Oh, I understand, because there were so many guys, just had to spray.
The bottle wasn't big enough.
They had to spray some out.
Right.
Let me just explain. They went, and then the guy passed it out the window. And then another.
Then they filled it up again.
We got that.
Right.
That's pretty nasty.
Hello.
Well, when you don't have a sunshine bottle or you're not hot bagging and you're just cruising down the road in your Pantene wagon.
Imagine that. You think it's one of those deals like when you're in traffic and somebody with the enormous reach on their windshield washer stuff, when it flies over the hood of their car and lands on your car, and you're like, hey, well, free windshield washer stuff.
Sure. Right.
What if that?
Oh,
hello.
That's nasty.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, Charlie Watts, that guy was big time into heroin.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't look it.
Charlie Watts? He's a health freak, Charlie Watts. I mean, but relatively speaking of the Stones now, I think he's the most together physically.
It's
all relative,
I mean, what's her name?
You know, outside of ODing, has anybody ever taken a real good hard look at the long-term effects of heroin use? Because you look at these rockers that are not...
I'll
get back to you. And you look at the guys like Steven Tyler, who was hooked on heroin, Charlie Watts, I mean, they're still touring.
Yeah, but the thing is when Charlie Watts was a boy, doctors were still prescribing it.
Hello. Not on my show.
Hey.
Hey.
I got a PP story.
Okay, everybody's got pee-pee story, and everybody's just got to make
all
sure that these...
Zone?
Yes, that these...
Hold it.
These Paula Poundstone stories are cool for the air.
She could use a sunshine bottle.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Bucket.
How's her Daisy?
Oh.
I don't think there is one.
Hello, Don and Mike show. I believe there is.
Yeah.
Rotten Daisy.
I think she's Daisy free.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Daisy too.
Daisy free zone.
Hello.
Yes.
You know, a contradiction now that we've got this new code would be Daisy Dukes.
Yes. But Daisy Duke is perfect because the Daisy and the Duke, you know, and then you've got the fleshy fun freeway.
Bridge.
Mike, the Daisy is okay. The Duke.
Well, the Daisy and the Duke are down in the same, you know.
I understand that.
Daisy and the Duke.
I understand.
Right.
It's like the name of a sitcom. This fall on NBC.
Right.
He's a crazy a-hole jerk. She's an uptight...
Daisy and the Duke.
Hello?
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah, we are. Hi.
Hi. Hey, Buzz.
Hey.
Charlie Watts just recovered from some kind of cancer. I think it was throat cancer.
Really?
Yeah, which is a lot better probably than... getting over heroin, I don't know.
I still maintain, even with that, he's the healthiest stone, I think.
You think he's healthier than Mick?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think Mick is just 1 second away from falling apart.
Really?
He got that throat cancer. He took all the heroin orally. He drank it.
He drank it. Drank heroin.
I'm going to go drink me some heroin.
There's really no reason I can't shoot it up.
You know, if he was so inclined, you know Elvis would have.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man. I would like a nice big glass of heroin.
But heroin was around and popular when Elvis was...
Champagne flute.
He thought of that as drugs because it was something you injected. The pills he got from his doctor, he didn't consider
but
drugs.
But he had the liquid Demerol, which he...
Well, better than that, he injected liquid Dilaudid, which is synthetic heroin.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, and it was prescribed, so it was legal.
Yeah, hello. That's right.
Thank legal you, Doctor. Boy. Thank you, Dr. Nick.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Hello, yes. Welcome to the clam bake.
Call me if your condition worsens.
What can we do for you?
I'm just calling in defense of Charlie Watts a little bit.
Charlie Watts needs no defense. I've already said he's the best looking. Imagine that. That's why he'll want
the best looking stone.
He'll want to get that one right up on his wall. That's what the best looking, most together stone.
Amen. Chick seemed to dig him, but you were calling to defend him.
Yeah, he is looking pretty bad right now, but...
he's looking great, sir.
Well, in his defense, he does have throat cancer, and he has been going through chemotherapy for the past...
Well, I mean, yeah, but I mean, 10 years ago, Charlie Watts was the oldest looking son.
No, listen, even if all this stuff is still going on, even with chemo, he's still the best looking.
Oh, I'm not disagreeing.
Is he going to be touring?
I saw him up on stage, yeah. You know, because he got that weird way of drumming.
He's got that thing where he stops the quarter notes. He's the only drummer I've ever seen that does it. But he's going, da-da, and he lifts the stick up, and then he hits the... It's what they tell you not to do, but he's made a career doing it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's going on, Radio God?
Hi there.
How you doing?
Okay.
Right. I got a groaner for you.
Runner, no,
No, I understand the phone number, but
we've eliminated.
We've
eliminated the groaners.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I mean, they'll be back when we're ready for the groaners to come back.
So no groaners, thank you.
Groaners are like jokes now. If you want to give out your phone number, we'll hear your super groaner.
But if we don't laugh at it, then we give your number out for millions of people to call you.
Hello.
I think he...
And the decision has been made.
He took a powder.
Threw it out the window.
That's right.
He's out of there.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
106.7.
Free FM.
I love NASCAR.
Well, WJFK is airing the Pepsi 400 this Saturday night.
Can I start on the pole?
Yeah.
I just love all the bumping and ramming and hard driving.
Oh.
Down the back stretch. Riding under the apron.
The Pepsi 400. Saturday night at 7 on Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
106.7 Free FM.
Good afternoon. Outer loop of the Capitol Beltway. Slow now from 95 in College Park onto 270 to Montrose Road. Northbound 270 slows at Clopper Road 117 past Montgomery Village and at 121 in Clarksburg. This update brought to you by Michelin. Get the confidence to enjoy a full driving experience with Michelin tires. Purchase your next set of Michelin tires at GMC Express Auto Service located at 14.
Incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Vintage goodness. It
the best of Don and Mike.
Right. Well, we almost came back from break a little early there, so excuse me. Who am I? I'm the legendary Joe Arnger with you, and this has been another presentation of the best of Don and Mike, but we've got one more segment to get to. So let's get right to it, because this studio... So I got to get out of here. I'll see you tomorrow. Hopefully they'll dry it out in here. So let's get into the next segment, last segment of the day of the best of it. But visit the Hustler Club. It's the best with Don and Mike. See you tomorrow.
It was a happy show.
Everything is just out of control. Buzz?
Yes.
Oh, here we go. Now I see where we are in the show. So you had unprotected sex with hookers this weekend in Baltimore.
Asian hookers.
While your wife was watching.
No Asians, no lack of protection, no sex, and no hookers.
Really?
Yeah.
So why?
Well, what the hell? Why have you been talking about it?
Why are we even talking?
You go to these gentlemen's clubs and you see women take off their clothes. Strippers, they're called.
So you got all sexed up on Friday's show when we had a lovely Mercedes.
I did, and as wonderful as she was, and as wonderful as you guys were for providing her, I craved more.
Really?
So Saturday night we went to the Hustler Club, and
I've got a million questions as to how this develops. You and Marcia, as we've maintained, have a very honest and open relationship.
Yeah, I think so.
I could not. First of all, it would oogie me out to have Frida come into a strip club with you. It would. It's just the way that I am. How do you finagle this? That it's your birthday.
You've been married 45 years.
30. All right. You get as horny as a basset hound in here on Friday. You go home and you say to your wife, you know what I think would be a great idea for my birthday? Because I'm so horny from this trip that they brought down to grind against me today. How about tomorrow night we go to a strip club? And your wife says, okay, sure. Honey.
How did that happen? First of all, that's what I want to know. I want you, if as specific as you can be, I want you to walk us through how you say it, how you been. Was it a spur of the moment thing?
Not entirely. You know, it was a decision made over the course of a couple of days. We were looking for something to do. We'd been there before as a group.
You made the decision before the girl was in here?
Yeah. Actually, I already knew that I was going. I didn't want to spoil the fun on Friday.
Let me take you back before that.
All right.
I'm going to ask you specifically.
All right.
How do you bring it up? Or did he get off easy? Did she
actually suggested it, since we had all been there before?
He's the friend that you went camping with?
That's right.
Camping.
There they are again.
Camping, which means swinging.
Well, it just meant camping, really. But, you know, make of that what you will.
Buzz?
How do the ladies get along?
Quite well. Quite well.
Now, listen, a lot of guys would have done what I would have. What's wrong with the Lazy Susan dinner theater? Why the need to go to a brothel?
I've been to dinner theaters, and this wasn't a brothel. It was just a gentleman's club with dancers, with women dancers.
I'd like to offer some clarity on this.
All right.
Because I was at this joint that you're talking about.
You went for a bachelor party, correct?
Yes. And this joint is in, I mean, it's not like you're going to a place that's out in the suburbs. You're going to the red light district of Baltimore.
It's the block. There are adult businesses there, but no brothels, no red light. It is the urinal of Baltimore.
Wow.
Well, every time. These ones, you don't want to go to a strip club next to a church.
Yes, I do.
All right. I've been to them when they're out, like, in different areas.
Well, this is on the corner. This is on the end of the block.
It's very well lit.
A different Larry from the corner.
I don't know why I say stupid stuff like that. Yes, I would like to go to a strip club next to... Of course I wouldn't want to. But you don't have strip clubs next to churches. Strip clubs are generally next to...
Adult bookstores.
Liquor stores.
No, but wait, there are different kinds of strip joints. You have strip joints that are maybe out in a suburb
by
area.
Airport,
like a strip mall, by the airport.
Right.
But then you have your strip joints that are in the
urban
what
setting.
Is known as the old red light district. Like they have 14th Street here in Washington, D.C. They have the block in Baltimore. This one is on the block, a very rough neighborhood.
So you'd prefer a strip club like in the more cosmopolitan part of Baltimore?
Yeah. There are strip joints
where
in
would that
different
be?
Areas
on
of Baltimore.
On the wharf.
Still looking. Yeah, the wharf.
Yeah,
it smells like fish.
It's just what I'm saying is it's interesting that you guys choose that particular location.
It's clean. It's decent.
Mike begs to differ.
It's clean, I'm sure. I mean, as far as those places go. But surrounding that area, it is...
I wasn't in the surrounding area. I drove up, I parked, I went indoors where it was nice and safe and comfortable.
You guys It's the old-fashioned guy standing out on the street going, come on in and see the girls.
Listen,
come on in.
I have...
Wow.
I have not been to one of these places, but that is a stinky, stanky, low rent, smells of hooker perfume. No. You can catch chlamydia eating a hot dog.
I take issue with
Johnny.
It, sir. No, not at all. And it's not like that at all. It's very clean, very nice, very comfortable. It's got a sex shop bordering on luxurious, I would say.
So, what did you do when you were there with your wife for your birthday?
Yeah.
Did you receive lap dances?
I did, actually, in the course of the
In
evening.
Front of your wife?
On one occasion, yes.
Wow, you are the friggin' man, Buzz. Can I say yes?
You did you sit just in the regular seating area, or did you sit in the special area that they charge you more for? Well, I was in the VIP area upstairs, stages.
You know,
we enjoyed
menu,
the program. You had some drinks.
You know the menu when you go in there. I mean,
I know it better now, having been there a couple of times.
Tuna steaks, right?
I don't know. I didn't order any food there.
Don't they serve lots of rare roast beef there?
I think if you ask.
Did the accountant greet you at the front door like they did with our group?
I was greeted at one point by the manager.
You know the man. He was very nice to me, too.
Did any of the strippers below the waist resemble in any way a dog who'd recently died?
No. I experienced nothing.
You know, with the tongue hanging out.
No, I experienced nothing but lovely, lovely ladies.
Really? At any time, will we see footage of you in an HBO special?
It's possible. I didn't notice any cameras, but...
So this is your second trip with this other couple.
Right. And so we sat along the railing and watched the show on both stages. And then as the evening progressed, I thought it was maybe time. My friends had given me a stack of ones, which came in handy throughout the evening. And then you, I believe, gave me a stack of cash for my birthday.
Yes, I did.
To which I added another stack of cash, and then we went to the club.
Oh,
and
well, I'm glad the cash came in handy.
It did indeed. And I had a happy, happy birthday.
Where do you go after you leave that place? Do you go right back home?
Go to the shower.
Yeah.
Detox.
No.
Like, you got to get like a shower like in that movie with Cher. That one about the Silkwood.
Silkwood.
No, I don't think it's necessary. It's very nice and, like I said, borders on luxury.
The guy, the manager there, treated me very nicely.
Good to hear.
He gave me a vest that I lost because I drank too much.
Uh-huh.
But what I'm concerned about is just the walk to the car.
Oh, I was parked really 100 feet from the door, if that much.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very close.
To say that is a luxurious place is like saying that those crack apartments across the street are luxury condos.
Have you been in them?
And the ones across the street?
Uh-huh.
Well, yes. When I need crack.
And did you visit the sex shop that's part of the Larry Flint Hustler Club?
It's like any good tourist attraction. As you go out the door, you pass through the gift shop.
Including the full-size love doll.
A full line of videos.
In the plexiglass.
And, chemicals and lubricants.
Chemicals.
You know, we're just jealous, really. We're not busting your balls.
I think it's a wonderful way to spend a birthday.
All of a sudden, at this point in my life, and I guess it's no surprise because I'm kind of at that age, but I love strippers. And strippers are great. They will tell you that you look younger than you actually look. That's the first thing I like about strippers.
I tell you what, you got some balls. Is there a chance your wife is listening now?
Oh, yeah, very much so. Yeah, I think
and you're on the radio saying you love strippers because they tell you...
She knows that. This is not a news flash.
Wow. To quote you, wow.
I have to tell you, though, after the first lap dance with a lovely young lady named Piper...
Piper.
I came out of the...
I'll bet.
Piper.
I came out of the couch area and only to be greeted by a listener. And who wanted to introduce me to a friend of his who was just back from Iraq. Now, I've always wanted to find a way to salute our troops, but this wasn't exactly what I had in mind. I'd just come out of the lap dance.
Yeah, you could have been more proud.
And the other dancer, I had a private dance with a young lady named Reagan, and I'm now a Reagan Democrat.
He's got his jive material ready as he limps back to his... table.
Yeah, it's part of the
this way, Mr. Tripod.
Part of the trade-off.
Thank you, Ron Burgundy. Nothing to see here.
Stay classy, Hustler Club. All right, Buzz. Well, happy belated birthday.
Thank you. I had a wonderful time. Thank you, everybody.
Glad you did. Oh, before we get to the news, let's just have a brief snippet of a highlight from tomorrow's show.
Yes.
The Burt Ward hit record, Boy Wonder, I Love You.
Boy Wonder,
written, conducted, and arranged by the late Frank Zappa, released in 1966.
Hi, kids. It's me,
your pal, the boy wonder.
Hi, Mike.
I'm taking this opportunity to catch up on my fan mail.
Fan mail.
It sounds like man mail.
Let's back that up. I know he says fan mail, but doesn't it sound like he says
homo
man mail?
Hi, Mike.
Hi, kids. It's me, your pal, the boy wonder. Taking this opportunity to catch up on my fan mail.
That's man mail.
We'll analyze that tomorrow. Let me put that on the stack of stuff for tomorrow's show.
Big stack.
We will be right back.
Oh, that's right. We are out of time. And, you know, it's a little bit of a different closing tonight because, as I've said before, we have been putting things away all week, and apparently my ending tape has been put away. So what can I do about that? Oh, the water is getting ever so closer, so I'm going to bow out. I've been your host, Legendary Joe Archer, with you for the best of Don and Mike, and we'll be back tomorrow with more, so we'll see you then. Good day. I said good day.
Ron Rated, the Don and Mike Show.